Diverton's in deep on a shot, and he's going to get the takedown to tie the score 4-4.
4-4, still in the first period, 15 seconds to go with Logan Diverton on top, and now he's turning him, and he's getting some back points.
That's a big deal. He's going to get three near fall. He's turning with a wrist half, Nelson. That's a big deal. You got to be a tough, tough kid to turn a guy as tough as 4v4 with a wrist half.
A trip to next week's state tournament at Omaha is on the line. In a field that is headlined by three-time defending state champion Amherst, all the exciting action is moments away as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues next. But first, in the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join KKPR Sports' Jeff Fable and Larry Baker live from Cambridge right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, from Cambridge, Nebraska, for the D3 District Wrestling Meet. Alongside Larry Baker, I'm Jeff Babel. The D3 District Tournament is brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed sales representative, for your Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment soybeans directly from your local Pioneer sales representative or Pioneer production facility. So get your soybeans off to a strong start with added early season disease and insect protection from Pioneer Seed Treatment. Contact Pioneer sales rep professional Craig Weeches today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. And by Midway Auto Dealer in Kearney, where it is truck months, where they have nearly 50 2013 Chevy Silverados in stock, up to 8,000 off. Good afternoon, Larry. How are you doing today?
Good.
Well, we are just now finishing up our Constellation WrestleBacks here. I think there's one match left. Got many fine sponsors that we want to thank, including Midway and Craig Weeches. We got 285 going on right now between Nicholas Martin of Cambridge and Tanner Herkark of Amherst.
Yeah, that just got done. And this round every year, this is such an emotional round, the blood and guts round.
The heartbreak round.
Every year, you know. Tanner Herkak just finished his match. He's going to qualify for the state wrestling tournament. He pinned the young man from Cambridge to go. Tanner's a sophomore. Of course, he's the brother of Stuart Herkak.
Yep.
And it's nice now that he's not just the brother of Stuart Herkak. He's Tanner Herkak state qualifier. I'm really excited, kind of emotional about it. He's a great kid. He's worked really hard. And that's what this February wrestling is about.
Well, we are here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM in Kearney, Amherst, Elm Creek, and on the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com. You can download an archive of this game after we are done, almost instantly when we're done here from Cambridge. And then we will take you to a simulcast game of the Heartland Hoops Classic. That starts at 5:15. But we got wrestling for the next couple hours here with me and Larry. Let's take a break first, and we'll be back, and we'll break down the district finals here from Cambridge.
Zimmatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says good luck, wrestlers.
Town and Country Bank. They believe that a bank is more than just a business. It is a vital part of the community. With offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney, Town and Country Bank. Best of luck, wrestlers. Hand Machining in Pleasanton is proud to sponsor the area wrestlers. Trust Hand Machining for whatever machining you need. Large jobs or small, Hand is your general machine shop in Pleasanton.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce and meat. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area wrestlers.
Citizens Bank in Loop City is a proud supporter of the area wrestlers. Citizens Bank appreciates your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes competing today. From all of us at Citizens Bank in Loop City, member FDIC.
CRAI in Ravenna, Shelton, or Loop City. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. Best of luck, wrestlers.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
And welcome back to Cambridge, Nebraska for the D3 District Tournament. Again, we're brought to you today by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative, and by Midway Auto Dealership in Kearney. Still probably about 15 to 20 minutes away from the finals getting underway. We'll have our state qualifiers here in a second. They're going to take a short 15-minute break. We're on the last match right now, about a minute to go in the third. And then we'll take the wrestling will take a break. We'll stay here and preview the matchups for you. We've got the team race. It's pretty simple. Amherst has been running away with this since day one. Currently, up to the second, we have Amherst leading it with 218. Maxwell right now at 104 in second place, and Medicine Valley right now in third with 73 points. And in most you're fighting for that district runner-up trophy, Larry, but this year you're fighting for maybe an at-large wild card berth to the state dual wrestling tournament.
Yeah, there's no question. And Maxwell's one of those teams that has a lot of kids and a lot of quality kids. And so that is an added dimension, you know. And Amherst, for the most part in this thing, and rightfully so, has had this thing put away from the beginning. They're going to qualify 12 kids. They've got 9 in the championship finals. They've come in here. They've wrestled really well. Tons of bonus points all the way around. Mm-hmm. Anytime you go into a district and you lap the field and, you know, you've got a second place covered by over 100 points, you've had a pretty good weekend.
Right, and you don't want to overlook, I mean, the tournament's wrapped up, but the Class D race seems to be between Amherst and Pender this year.
Yeah, I think Amherst, Pender, and Plainview.
Plainview?
I think those are the three teams that, without question, will be there at the top of the heap at the end. And I think it's kind of an interesting deal. And Pender, for instance, these last 2 to 3 years, they've had a team that in any other year would have won Coach Boyer a state title. And Amherst right now is going through what they, I assure you, will look back on as the golden era of their program. I think they're going to be better next year and to come. I mean, so not to get too far ahead, but, you know, they're going through a great time. Kender's going through a great time. 5 state champions, 6 state finalists last year, scored enough points to break the Class D points record, except for Amherst scored 20 more than they did. So, you know, you do have a situation where you've got two teams that are very much alike and that are going through that right now in the Class D race. And kind of what's been fun as a wrestling guy is in this area is this Amherst-Pender deal. Pender's a long ways away. The Penda Dragons and a lot of people from around here say that maybe aren't real wrestling people wouldn't think there's a connection there. But there's a huge local connection between Amherst and this Pender race because Denny Oliver, the head coach, of course, is from this area. You know, he's a Shelton guy. So he's got family and a lot of people that know him from around here. So it does make that race. It gives it a little bit of a local flair.
Well, Larry, in your estimation, how has the season looked so far for not only, you know, Class D, but overall all classes in wrestling? How has it been, an up year, a down year, a good year for wrestling in the state?
No, I think it's been a good year. I think for the most part, all the way around, it's been a good year. There's a ton of good wrestling. Maybe not the number of, I'll say, cream at the top, as in the past. Maybe the very, very top isn't as deep, but the middle section or the toughest section is extremely deep, or as deep as it's been. And we do have Class A is going to be a great race. Class B, probably not. Class C will be a great race. And Class D is going to be one for the ages, just like it was last year.
Yeah, and it all starts here at the D3 district. The D2 is I think, right now getting close to wrapping up. We'll see. We'll look into that as we get along, maybe see the matchups. Those are going to be drawn tonight, I believe, And it depends on what kind of draw that could decide the state tournament more than the Jimmies and Joes.
Yeah, many times, of course, it's the draw. You know, if you have two kids, you know, and they end up on the same side, you know, and it's teams that are in the team race, it just changes everything. So there's no question, you know, if you can get split from somebody, I mean, there's just so many scenarios. And right now we're getting ready to go through a round of wrestling that you really won't know if it was a good win or a bad win mm-hmm. until late tonight after all of it's done.
A lot of the strategy here is it, if you're in the Constellation Championship match here, Larry, it's you think, oh, it's just third and fourth. Well, if you win that, you avoid playing or facing a district champion since state's not seeded.
Right, and there again is where you just don't know if it's good or if it's bad. You can get fourth here, draw the district champion out of the D4 district, and other than at 113 pounds or 106 pounds or at heavyweight, it's the greatest draw of a lifetime
right.
because you're going to draw a district champion that could have a losing record. So, and I'm not bagging on the D4 district directly, but
right.
maybe I am. It's just not very good. And, you know, at 106, they probably have the best kid coming out of that district, and they've got the second best kid at heavyweight. But that's a district, if you get fourth, you wouldn't mind drawing into that in the quarter break.
And I was talking with an administrator at one of the schools here. I won't say which one, but I remember saying or hearing you earlier saying they drew the bracket or the districts east to west this year. She was telling me that they still went west to east. Now,
No, you wouldn't have Maxwell in this district. I do know for an inequivocal fact they didn't.
Right.
They drew east to west.
Was that intentional?
Yeah, Ron wanted to switch up kind of what was going on with the CMB districts,
mm-hmm.
and for rightfully so, some of those things have gotten old and stale.
Mm-hmm.
The NSAA's gotten a lot younger, and as many bullets as people want to shoot at them, the fact of the matter is the NSAA is a great organization in Nebraska. We've got as good of an organization as a lot of states, definitely the states around us. I think ours is top-notch. It's gotten younger, and with some of that change, it's mm-hmm. going to be a little harder, you know, in a sense. But I really like what Nate Newhouse, Ron Higdon,
yeah.
you know, our new director. I mean, we've got some really good people in there right now. I do think with regard to some geographical stuff, you have to be a little bit careful in how you do things. You do have to protect Western Nebraska because it is a little bit of an anomaly. For instance, Maxwell, who's been a D4 district for 1,000 years,
right.
is now in here. It should be there. Sandhills-Thedford.
They had a bus trip.
Well, yeah, they had to go all the way to Neely Oakdale. There's a district here. There's a district in Sutherland just down the road from
mm-hmm.
them. But they get shipped all the way into the D2 district. I mean, just didn't make a lot of sense. So some of that gets a little goofy, but I don't know that it really makes a difference on who's going to end up at the state meet.
Precisely. And we'll get ready to take a break here. You are listening to Classic Hits 98.9. FM in Kearney, Amherst, Elm Creek, and many others, and worldwide at flatriverpreps.com. Remind you, it is Truck Month, and there are currently 15 Chevrolet Cruzes at the Chevrolet Buick Cadillac dealership in Kearney. Right now, those are all starting at under 18,000, up to 39 miles per gallon, in a wide variety of 2013 Chevy Equinoxes, up to 18 to choose from as well. Well, let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from the D3 District Tournament. We'll set up the championship matches right after this.
In the market for some Galve cattle? See Mike or Dale Toppenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, hay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle, carcass quality, and premiums. More intense selection to improve those traits without sacrificing the function of our cow herd. That's Toppenheim's of Amherst. Also, your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills.
Tubbs Pub in Sumner offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today, a proud supporter of all area wrestlers.
The Aquasure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
DuPont Pioneer Refuge Solutions provide an insect protection choice that's just right for any operation to help you get the most out of every acre. Talk about simple, it's Refuge Simplified. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck, wrestlers.
The Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden proudly represents Agro National Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs, Iowa. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden to review your policies. Best of luck, cross-country team, from everyone at the Nelson Agency in Minden.
Best of luck, wrestlers, from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Find a New Tech Seed dealer in your area. Proud to support our area wrestlers.
Stop into Aurora Co-op. Get all you need to keep the farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op, a proud sponsor of all area wrestlers. Best of luck at state.
Welcome back to Cambridge, Nebraska here for the D3 District Meet with our producer and engineer, Stacy Johns, alongside Larry Baker. I'm Jeff Babel. And we are roughly, I would say, about 10, 15 minutes away from getting the introductions to our state qualifiers. We'll have the national anthem. And then we'll be ready to find out who's going to be the district champion and the district runner-up and who will be the third and fourth place finishers. Again, we are brought to you today by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer seed representative. Pioneer premium seed treatment soybeans directly from your local Pioneer sales representative or Pioneer production facility. So get your soybeans off to a strong start with added early season disease and insect protection from Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Contact Pioneer sales professional Craig Weegis today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success, and by Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney. I think we're ready to find out who's going to be wrestling in these championship matches, Larry.
Yeah.
We've got the 5 points bank starting lineup. Let's start at the 106-pound championship match.
Yeah, 106 pounds, we've got Dawson Trampy from Amherst versus Kevin Linneman from Alma. Trampy's just a freshman, scrappy kid. So's Linneman. That actually will be a pretty close match, I would think. 113 pounds. I think probably the match of the day. There's about three or four matches here that are real premier matches. And I think 113 pounds with Chris Worth out of Eustis Farnham, and Brian Weegis out of Amherst.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Weegis is a two-time placer. He's been a state finalist. But lost last year to Chris Worth at the state tournament, and then has lost to him a couple of times this year. And styles really make, the old saying, styles make fights. And for whatever reason, this is a situation where Chris Worth just gives Brian Weegis fits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the number two and number three rated wrestlers in the state. So you've got a situation where I really think that's probably the premier match of the day.
And they have contrasting styles, is what you're trying to tell me. What kind of differences do you see between those guys?
Weegis, in many matches, is a real high-motor guy. He likes to go. He wants to come at you. And I think it's a situation where Worth's got him figured out. Worth's going to let him come and let Weegis get wound up. And then he's a very, very strong kid. He's got tremendous upper body strength, Worth does. And he makes him pay in those situations. And I think if Weegis will wrestle his style, okay, and not try to wrestle outside of himself, he'll be okay. I think it's a situation where Worth's kind of got him figured out in that sense.
Yeah, we go to 120, the championship match there between Colton Burke of Amherst, he's 29-7, and Huffley from Eustis Farnham. Looks like a nice matchup there, a couple of guys that weren't really challenged on the way to the final.
Right, and you've got, again, number four and number six in the state. You've got 19 rated wrestlers here today, four top-rated wrestlers, so you're going to get into this a bunch. But Colton Burke from Amherst, really tough. Just a freshman. He's beat some of the best kids in the state multiple times this year. He'll be really tough to beat there. Huffley is a very tough kid.
126, we got Brant Florell from Amherst, 33-8, versus Thomas Foster from Medicine Valley, 33-7.
Will be a really tough match. Brant Florell, of course, is a state medalist from last year. Be a very good match.
132, Ethan Lundquist of Maxwell versus Logan Dimmern of Amherst.
Yeah, and Logan Dimmern on a mission. This is a matchup, number three and number five in the state. Logan Dimmern rated number third. Extremely tough. This will be a great match.
138, Devin Dibbern and Hayden Geese of Elm Creek.
Yeah, in a situation where Dibbern's beaten him multiple times. Dibbern's rated number one in the state. He's beaten the defending state champion. He's on a mission from getting beat last year in the state semis.
And at 145, Mason Klingenhofer, from Amherst, 40-2 on the year, taking on Drew Riggs of Maxwell, 35-1. This one looks good.
Right, Mason Klingenhofer, state runner-up last year. Drew Riggs, 35-1. Lone loss, he was pinned by Mason Klingenhofer. This is a matchup of number one and number five in the state.
Well, that's half the bracket. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more and find out the upper weights right after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings, auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates a factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden.
Locally owned and operated since 1883, a tradition of community banking, full service banking with a strong dedication to their local community is what Minden Exchange Bank is all about.
It's truck month at your Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with nearly 50 2013 Silverados in stock plus 45 Ram 2012 and 2013. Stop by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac South 2nd Avenue today.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the wrestlers in state from Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle.
Back here at Cambridge, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative and Midway Auto Dealerships of Kearney. 152 championship match, Larry, is between Calvin Fredericks of SEM and Jason Sturdivant of Maxwell, 36-3 on the year.
Right, and Fredericks rated third in the state, returning state medalist, extremely tough at 152 pounds.
160's got Jake Wells from Alsamna Myrna, 31-0, undefeated on the year, versus Garrett Dockweiler of South Loop, 26-5.
But again, the other premier of the three premier matchups of the day, this is one of them. Number one rated Jake Wells, number three rated Garrett Dockweiler. Wells, of course, was a state finalist last year. Going to be a good one.
Let's head to 171, where Stuart Hercock of Amherst, undefeated 33-0, takes on three-loss Tyler Kipp of Arapahoe.
Right, Stuart Hercock defeated last year in the last second of the state final. Been on a mission ever since. Rated number one in the state. Tyler Kipp rated number six. Stuart Hercock looks extremely tough.
182 now.
Chris Rasmussen of Amherst, 30-7. Faye Jensen of Wilcox Hildreth, 29-5. Rasmussen's rated number six. Number six in the state for Amherst.
And let's head to 195. Dylan Gage of Maxwell, 35-3 versus Brock Schaff, the hometown kid here, Cambridge. 13-8 on the year.
Yeah, and this is number four, number six in the state. Don't let Schaff's record fool you. 13-8, he's been hurt. He's the real deal.
220, Rulon Taylor from Medicine Valley is undefeated on the year. 32-0 versus Matthew Eberly of Ansley Litchfield, 22-12.
Yeah, Rulon Taylor is a stud. Rated number one in the state. Turned state medalist. He's a really good kid.
And at heavyweight, 285, Zach Zaleski of Overton, 24-6. Takes on Grant Clausen of SEM. 31-8 on the year.
Yeah, just number four, number five in the state. Clausen, just a freshman. Zaleski, just a sophomore. Definitely going to be the future going forward.
So those are our championship matchups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. What matchup, I mean, you said you got three, but which one of those three, Larry, do you want to see the most today?
113 pounds, Chris Worth, Eustace Farnham. Brian Weegee's Amherst, I believe it's probably the state final next week. There was some news that came out of the D1 district today where the number one rated kid in the state from Sutton fell violently ill last night, wasn't able to wrestle today, had to forfeit out of the tournament. Feel terrible for him. He's a great kid. He's a state runner-up last year and just a sophomore, but worked very hard to be the number one kid in the state. He was a monster, and he's not going to be there. So that leaves us with these two kids, and I believe it'll be a preview of the state final next week, and it doesn't matter who wins this one. I'm telling you, it could be different next week. This match, if you can picture it at home, it will be like throwing two singlets in a dryer and hitting start.
And you're almost guaranteeing it as a state title. In a situation like this, it's almost like you can get good film on the guy, spend the whole week studying, and attacking the film and going in the weight room and trying to attack there.
And I think that's the most interesting thing about this matchup. These two kids just know each other so well. These two kids, they don't have to worry about the film as much because they have wrestled so many times that's where I say you're just not going to know how this thing's going to turn out.
When I wrestled, there was a kid from Pierce that was always my nemesis, and I could wrestle that kid in my sleep. I knew exactly what he was going to do with my eyes closed. And that's a situation here where we see it where you're right. You don't even need the film. He knows you better than you know him, and you know him better than he knows you. So that's going to be a great matchup to see there at 113. So those are the championship matchups. We're going to take another break here. We'll preview the consolation matchups, and we'll be back for D3 District Championship Wrestling from Cambridge.
Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print in Kearney is proud to support all our area athletes. Call Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print today and let them keep your school styling with sports attire. Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print at 1925 Avenue Way, just east of the boxcar off Central Avenue in Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Klingenhoffer Well Drilling in Amherst would like to take this time to wish the area wrestlers the best of luck. Klingenhoffer is a very proud supporter of high school athletics and academics. Try hard, do your best. That's what makes you a winner on and off the mat. Good luck, Amherst wrestlers and coaches from Klingenhoffer Well Drilling.
Ravenna Sanitation's dependable quality service is perfect for your home or business, anywhere in Buffalo County. Find us in the Pleasanton phone book. Good luck to all our area wrestlers from Ravenna Sanitation.
Cambridge, Nebraska for the D3 District Meet, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative and Midway Auto dealership in Kearney. The whistles have been blown. We are ready for the district championship to get underway. The championship matches are a 2-2-2 format, and then the constellations are 1-2-2. The referees, Anthony Cardova of Kearney, Dave Saylor of Kearney, Dan McKeon of North Platte, and Dustin Favinger of Cozad. And we are underway on mat number 2 for the championship match at 106 between...
Okay, you've got Dawson Trampy of Amherst and Kevin Linneman of Alma. Dawson Trampy, a freshman, extremely tough. He's had a good year, a little bit up and down with consistency. He's extremely long, and his technique is very good. He'll be tough here for Linneman.
Both in the neutral position right now.
Sometimes in these situations, like Linneman is a junior. He's got a tremendous amount of experience, and that bodes very well many times versus these freshmen this time of year. But you see now a lot of hand fighting going on. Linneman's got a two-on-one, kind of a Russian tie, and you see Trampy get out of that very well. Trampy's very, very schooled technically. He's just struggled a little bit strength-wise.
Trampy got here by defeating Bellamy with a pin in the four-minute mark.
Yep. He's got a big cradle here. They didn't give him any back points yet, but they've given him the takedown. There's a cradle. They are counting. He's got three back. No, he's got two back. They're holding two. They won't award it until the move is broke. They're right on the edge of the mat, so many times he's turned him here, and they haven't gotten any back points. But Trampy looks very controlled here. He needs to get his head down. His head's too high on that cradle. Now he's going to get, he just keeps getting two or three strokes. He can't seem to get five.
Just over 20 seconds left in that match here in the first period.
And on the consolation mat here, we do have Jeffrey West of Elm Creek is beating Ray Ramirez from Elwood. Of course, Jeffrey West, many of you know, Coach Bobby West's son. Really nice to see his son qualify for the state meet today as a freshman. Coach West has been around a long time and a lot to the sport and a lot to the wrestling in our area. It's nice to see him be able to share that with his son in such an intimate way.
Into the first period there at the 106 championship match, he gets two near fall, makes it 4-0 in favor of Trampy.
Trampy's going to get his choice. He'll defer. Sure, Linneman will go down,
yep.
But anytime, I'm telling you right now, when you go down against an Amherst wrestler, your life's in your own hands. They are really good on top. They make you pay when they get on top.
A lot of people at home, you want to choose down so you can get that escape point, maybe the two reversal, where if you are on top, you don't get the points. But if you get, like you said, an Amherst team that will ride you, you won't get any points.
Well, and not only that, but most generally, Amherst has a philosophy. They want to score on their choice. They take down to get out, right? Mm-hmm. They want to score on their choice. But they want to make you pay. They want to score on your choice. And we've got a Peterson roll here. Linneman is Peterson rolled to reverse Trampy, and he's going to get two back points out of it. So this thing's going to be tied up 4-4. Trampy's got to wrestle tough now. Minute 20 left in the second period. He needs to get an escape so he can go up 5-4. He'll go down in the third and make it a 6-4 match.
Linneman working the cross-face cradle right now, riding him on top. Just over a minute to go here in the second period at the 106 state championship match.
This is one of those things here that we do see. Trampy's a freshman. Linneman's a junior. Many times deep in a match like this, when that young kid gets taken down or gets reversed, they have a heck of a time getting out, and Trampy will not have a heck of a time with that. He just gets a big reversal to go up 6-4 with 48 seconds left in the second period.
Over at 106 in the third-place match, Jeffrey West of Elm Creek right now leading 4-0. They're starting the third period.
And we have another reversal. Linneman has reversed Trampy again. It's like two fish out of water right now flopping around up there. 6-6, 36 seconds left in the second period. Trampy's going to have his choice going to the third. Trampy's up on his feet. He's trying to break, and he does. It's going to be one escape, going to be 7-6. Dawson Trampy from Amherst.
Nice job there by Trampy sprawling and getting his legs back and getting separation enough to get that single point to take the lead, and he's going to get the choice in the third period.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll send him down. They may go on their feet. I think he's better on his feet. I think he can control ties on his feet, which will allow the angles to get created that he's going to need. But conventional wisdom would be to go down, but I can see Coach Herman going on his feet.
Well, if you go down, you get the quick escape, then you're on your feet anyway, and you get that extra point. So
yep, he's going to send him down.
Smart choice, I think, there. 2 minutes to go here in the 106 district championship match between Dawson Trampy of Amherst and Kevin Linneman of Alma.
That's really tough. As a coach, you really labor over that, because if you get a takedown, you're up three,
right,
and in the position. If you go down and get an escape, you're only up two. A takedown ties it, and you don't want to get ridden and turned. And Dawson doesn't get ridden and turned. He gets out and makes it 8-6 with a minute 45.
A lot of times that's based off of style of preference. If you're better on your feet, you want to choose getting that extra point, you know, because you're better on the takedowns. Where if you're not as good on bottom, you get ridden a lot, you'll take both up.
And Spencer Trampy here, with a minute and a half left, was in on a deep low single. Linneman was smart to tie him up in the crotch and force a stalemate. Trampy looks better on his feet. He's been able to control all the ties, been able to create the angles needed. He looks really good here. Oh, he just took a really poor shot. Linneman's trying to turn the corner on him. Scores 9-6 here. Linneman is trying to turn the corner. They came back to their feet. But the tie favors Linneman here, not Trampy. Oh, Trampy does a really nice job. Takes him out of bounds there. A minute 9 left. And Dawson Trampy leads Kevin Linneman of Alma 9-6 with 1 minute to go. They're on their feet. Trampy just took another shot again, but these last two shots have been without an angle, and he's getting stuffed and just hanging out down there. You got to be careful not to get taken down or taken down to your back here.
Mm-hmm. Working the head right now is Kevin Linneman of Alma. He needs a couple of points and maybe a near fall to retake the lead. If not, he'll need to take him down, cut him, and get him again.
If Trampy would get one good tie, create the angle that he has the whole match, he'll take Linneman down here. But there's a third poor shot in a row by Trampy. He's gotten the angle. Now he's been warned for stalling, and I don't agree with that. That's a, to be quite frank, it's just not a very good call. He's done all the shooting in this match. Linneman hasn't taken one yet.
A lot of times deep into the third, you're tired, and that's why your shots aren't as good. They're not as crisp. You've been wrestling all day. But like you said, I don't think there was any stalling. He's been controlling this match.
You shouldn't say that, but this doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
The stoppage here for a stalemate. Just under 20 seconds to go, exactly 19.3 to go here in the championship match.
Yeah, and I just, if I'm Dawson Trampy here, I continue to hand fight, look to create angles. A big headlock attempt by Lineman, a big headlock attempt. Trampy's doing a nice job warding it off. He's going to be a district champion. Dawson Trampy of Amherst as a freshman district champion.
11-6 decision. This decision brought to you by Klingon Smith Chiropractic in Kearney. So congratulations to Dawson Trampy of Amherst. He'll be your district champion at 106 pounds. And then over at the 106 third place match between Jeffrey West of Elm Creek and Ray Ramirez of Elwood. We've had, I think it was either injury or blood, I wasn't sure.
Blood. Jeffrey West had got it gushing out of both nostrils. Well, I'll just tell you right now, strap on your seatbelt. At 113 pounds, step into the mat, Chris Worth, rated number 2 in the state. Eustace Farnham, Brian Wiegitz, rated number 3 in the state from Amherst. Both multiple state medalists. Brian Wiegitz has walked in the parade, but he can't kick this door down for whatever reason.
This is the match of all matches, according to Larry. So, just underway. Shot attempt there by Worth.
Wiegitz did a great job there. He was in deep on a double. He fights it off. Does a great job fighting it off. And then right here, Chris Worth dumps back down on a single and finishes it with authority. 2-0 here, Chris Worth.
Minute to 30 to go here in the first. We're only 30 seconds in. Right now, we just trying to get away from the early takedown by Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham.
You know, and it's just a situation where to this point, we just hasn't been able to solve this puzzle. I would say he's solved tougher puzzles
right
through his career, but for whatever reason, this one is really, really tough. We just did a great job there coming to his feet, using his hips. It's 2-1 with a minute left in this match. Trust me when I tell you, this thing won't finish 2-1.
Sometimes when you look at that puzzle, you keep staring at it, you can't figure it out. Sometimes it's good to take a break and then reattack that puzzle. So right now it's 2-1. In favor of Chris Worth, just under a minute to go here in the first round, or first period in the 113 championship match.
I really like how Wiegitz is wrestling this match. He's wrestling it far more controlled than he has in the past. He's come out in the past and gone just as a whirlwind, and I think that's part of what's gotten him in trouble here. He's wrestling a much more controlled match right now. Worth in deep, deep, deep. Wiegitz could be in big, big trouble here. He was smart, failed.
Yep.
Just gave up the 2. Wiegitz tried to step across and get his leg thrown in. Had he been able to do that, it would have been 2 Wiegitz. But he put himself in trouble, and he got smart enough just to bail right there. It's going to be 4-1 with 10 seconds left in the first period.
A lot of times, like you said, it was smart to bail. There's sometimes you don't want to bail, and it'll end up hurting you. You'll go straight to your back. You sometimes concede the 2 points. You let the period run out, and you attack it better in the second and third period. So 4-1 right now in favor of Worth from Eustace Farnham over Wiegitz of Amherst, listening to Classic Hits 98.9 FM, KKPR in Kearney.
It will be interesting to see when Worth gets his choice if he goes down.
First Tier Bank is proud to support the area wrestlers. Online banking is one of the many services at First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
The Exchange Bank of Gibbon for all you need in banking, checking, savings, and loans. Small town banking at its best. Best of luck, wrestlers, from the Exchange Bank in Gibbon. Member FDIC.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods, your own hometown party supply, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, wrestlers.
They're doing the falling star there.
And to be quite honest with you, right there, big slide by. Worth fights it off. He headlocks him. Wiegitz headlocks him right to his back. They're counting back points right here. He's in great shape. What he needs to do here is preserve this and not let Worth turn this into 2 for him. This is really important. It's going to be 7-4. He doesn't want it to be 7-6 by getting overzealous. He's got it extremely tight.
50 seconds to go here in the second period, and Brian Wiegitz looking to get the pin on Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham.
He's got to be really careful. I don't think he's going to pin him here. He just needs to make sure he stays here going to the third period. Worth walked right into the headlock. Oh, man, it's getting close. The air is running out down there for Chris Worth. Oh, that should have been a pin.
Chris Worth just escapes and reverses it and makes it 7-6, just like you said you didn't want to have if you were Brian Weeches. So 20 seconds to go here in the second period. 7-6 in favor of Brian Weeches.
We just need to push the pace here. Worth has been out of air for the last 45 seconds down there,
yep.
Fighting for his life. We just really need to push the pace, put the gas tank on his back, and get after it.
7 seconds left. They need to get an escape point. I don't think he's going to get it. Time? No. No points awarded.
It's going to be 7-6. I'm sure Worth is going to go down. Got blood for Weegits here. That is bad for Weegits. And you got Worth. He's gassed. You can see his
yep.
face. His face is flushed, actually starting to turn a little dark. You want to push the pace here right now.
We were talking on the way here. Sometimes if you had a blood timeout, you can recatch your win. You get that second win, you can come at it harder. So over, we finally got the 106 third place match almost done now. 7-0 in favor of Jeffrey West. He's got about 15 seconds away from being a third place finisher here at the D3 district meet. I think the blood timeout's been stopped over at 113.
Yeah, this is how this has gone. These two are no stranger to each other. They've been through it. Worth is going to go down. Weegits is really good on top. I believe it's going to take a takedown to win this thing. Hold on, boys.
Start of the third period here at 113 could be a preview of the state championship match.
Yeah, I think these two, in a lot of ways, and you never know, it's tough to project.
More blood time here.
Yeah, now maybe Worth's bleeding. I don't know, somebody else is bleeding.
I think it is Worth.
That's something else that's happened with these two a lot of times. If they've gone deep, if one of them has pinned each other, they seem to, one of them's always bleeding or the other.
113 consolation match will be between Dylan Freeze of Southwest at 30 and 13 and William Bloom of Elm Creek. We'll try to keep an eye on that one, but the one we're going to try and watch the most is this 113 championship match between Worth and Weeches.
This whole thing with the blood really helps Worth in that he was out of gas there. I mean, he was fighting off his back out of a headlock, and if you've ever done that, trust me, it's miserable. You cannot breathe down there. And this has really allowed him, you know, maybe as much as two or three real minutes of rest.
Yep.
I mean, he's fully recovered here. They don't have the clock right yet.
This happened last time, though. Once the whistle blows, it goes back, I think.
They don't count the other way.
Yep. Yep, 7-6 right now in favor of Weeches.
And this is what Weeches wants. He's got that big tight waist. He's working wings and wrists. And he's either looking to tilt you or high half you, and he runs it as good as anybody. All of the Amherst guys, he's digging his knees in there with that wing. He does a really good job. He will make you work down there. You can't give up a reversal is the biggest thing. An escape's fine, and he does.
He gets up the reversal.
He's got to get out of here. He's down 8-7.
He never really had control of the hips the entire time there. He was just trying to muscle him out. And Worth gets the reversal and takes the lead 8-7 here with 1:10 to go in the third period. Stalemate.
And this is what you can't have if you're Weeches. You don't want to get caught under there and let Worth get a leg in and just eat the time off this clock. You have to explode right here on these fresh starts.
Let's see what he does here. Tries to
right.
reverse him.
Needs to come to his feet here. Needs to get one.
Reaching for the leg.
He could finish this as a little Kelly tip short fireman.
Gets his arm out and going to get the escape.
Worth was really smart there. Worth just failed, went to his feet. He was going to give up a takedown there on possible back points. Worth was really smart there. Now, what we just took a terrible shot there, and it allowed Worth the reshot, and I think he's going to give up the takedown here.
Yep, there's the two. 10-8 right now in favor of Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham. 30 seconds to go in the third period.
We took a terrible shot, no setup, too far away, and it allowed Worth to just immediately reshot. We just needed to pick his shot there. That's how Worth's beating him, is these little mistakes in these spots.
Needs a quick reversal here or an escape and a quick takedown. Otherwise, Chris Worth is going to be your district champion at 113. 10 seconds to go here. Got the leg in.
Yeah, no, this isn't going anywhere.
This one's going to be finished here, folks. 2 seconds, 1 second, and there it is. 10-8 in favor of Chris Wirth from Eustis Farnham, your 113 district champion.
Man, I'll tell you, these two go at each other. That's why I said it's big time. Every time some Amherst guys that didn't seem to like that right there with about 10 seconds left, Wirth had a leg in and he was pumping his fist to the crowd. Some of those guys got a little frowny on their face and weren't happy with that. Got to be a little bit careful. We come back and got to do this again next week. Now we've got at 120 pounds, Colton Berg from Amherst, 29-7. Freshman wrestling Aaron Huffley from Eustis Farnham, 34-7. This is number 4 and number 6 in the state. Extremely tough. And Berg has really come on here late. He's beaten some of the best kids in the state. And as a freshman, really looks good.
Over at the 113 Constellation, it looks like Bloom of Elm Creek just pinned his guy, Dylan Freeze, at a minute 50.
Yeah, you're going to have Bo Slingsby from Ansley Litchfield wrestle for third and fourth here against Adam Eaton Southwest as well. We'll try to keep you up to date on that. Right now in the championship, Matt, with Colton Berg and Aaron Huffley from Eustis Farnham. We're 0-0 with a minute 20 left. A lot of pretty vicious hand fighting. Not a lot of shots yet, but they've been mixing each other up pretty good with a lot of hand fighting. Big shot by Huffley, and Berg stops it cold. Yep, Huffley's tough. Nice outside single shot by Berg there, and Berg's not going to get it. Neither guy here are really going to have let their defense crack right there. Berg just about gives up a takedown. Huffley had a great shot, and Berg tried to kind of barrel roll and crawl away from it and just about got taken down. We're on our feet. No score, 50 seconds left in the first period.
Just kind of feeling each other out right now, trying to get these shots, trying to get something that might not be there. Got a deep shot there on the left leg for Bert of Amherst. He doesn't get it.
And part of the reason both of these guys, they're missed shots that look a lot the same. They're in a lot of collar ties. They're not going to take both hands to the leg. They're leaving one hand up on the collar. Never will you finish that way. And both guys have struggled with that. But, I mean, each guy's probably had about five shots apiece. Right there, Huffley with a big shot.
Berg, 2 points.
Yeah, Berg stuffs it and gets around for two.
Shot, reshot right there. And good job by Bert of Amherst twisting his guy and getting the two right before the end of the first period here. We got 4 seconds left, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and there it is. Escape? No.
That's a big deal not to give up that escape here. Your takedown stands. You don't have a 1 point.
Each point's different. I mean, each point's worth something. We saw in the last match it was 8-8 and then those 2 points at the end.
Got to make your takedown stand as two and not one in those positions. Berg's going to go down here to start second period with a 2-0 lead. Pretty good off the bottom. Doesn't have a lot of trouble getting out. Most generally does a good job. He's hand fighting there. Comes to his feet. Taken back down to the mat. Kind of rudely, actually. Huffley's being a little rough with him, but Berg's doing a pretty good job controlling hands. They're going to go out of bounds here. Oh, they're on their butts in a crab ride situation, and Huffley takes him out of bounds.
Berg pinned his way here in 2 minutes 54 over Eggleston of South Loop, and then Huffle got here with the 12-0 major decision over Eaton of Southern.
Yeah, Berg, I don't think, had to wrestle in the semis.
Correct.
Eggleston, who is a 2-time state qualifier as a junior, did not make weight this morning. So that is kind of a big deal.
It's a huge deal. Opens up a medal there.
Yeah, I mean, you got a situation where, and it happens every year in some places, but had a little too much last night.
I tell you what, as a former wrestler, usually you only get that one-day tournament. You don't have to make weight twice, but here you did, and that extra bologna sandwich put them over the top.
As a coach, I always made sure, coming down to the district tournament, we always went back-to-back. We tried to do it twice in a season. I wanted my kids to know how it would feel, how much extra work they were going to need to put in, how much less they were going to be able to eat. Really, it's not eating, it's the amount of water, you know, that they take.
Yeah.
And, so we always tried to do it so the kids had a feel for it. Back to the championship, Matt Berg is really struggling getting out. It's still 2-0. He's holding on to his lead with a minute 7 left in the second, but he's been ridden pretty good here.
Yeah, Eustis Farnham's Aaron, say that last name for
Huffley.
Me. Huffley riding him pretty strong here with a minute to go in the second period. Not much been going on for Berg of Amherst. He needs to explode here out and get that point, maybe get a quick reversal here.
Right.
Good. I mean, good hip control there by Huffle of Eustace Farnham. While this match is 2-0 over the other one, we got 2-0 as well. We're going to take a quick break here from the action at the D3 Districts. We'll be back and catch the end of this match right after this.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen. Best of luck, wrestlers.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best price for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNC MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com.
Brian Trampy, your Channel C dealer, would like to say congratulations to all the area wrestlers and coaches on your hard work making it to state. From Ryan Trampy, your Channel C dealer, seedsmanship at work.
All the staff and management of Leprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school wrestlers the best of luck. Leprino Foods is proud to be part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Leprino Foods in Ravenna.
Here in Cambridge, Nebraska for the D3 District Champion. We're brought to you today by Craig Beaches, your local Pioneer sales representative, and Midway Auto Dealerships of Kearney. Right now they have pre-owned vehicles, over 200 of which, 40 of which are under $10,000. So head down South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Yeah, and right now we started the third period, just started it, minute 50 left. Huffley chose down. Right at the end of the second period, Holtenberg was able to get an escape to take a 3-0 lead into the third period with a minute 36 left. You know, we had so much action in the first period.
Right.
And since there's been virtually none.
Over at the third place match at 120 right now, Bo Slingsley of Angeley Litchfield leads Adam Eaton of Southwest 2-0. And over at the 120 championship match, Coltonberg 3-0 over Aaron Huffle of Eustace Farnham.
Yeah, and Berg's pretty good on top. He usually scores on top, and he's doing a great job riding here. Huffley hasn't been close to being out yet. Berg is covering his hips. You can see a stall call come out if he doesn't get out to the side here pretty soon.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Larry, but there's a two-point stall this year, right?
Yeah, most generally you're not going to.
Right.
Some big guys, but, I mean, they just keep hitting you.
You know,
in the old days, it'd go warning, one, two, two, you're out.
Yeah.
You know, they'd throw you out. Now they just keep giving up points. They don't throw you out
okay.
anymore. So the actual points awarded really haven't changed. It's just they just award
okay.
them to infinity.
40 seconds to go here in the third period. Yeah. Bert of Amherst still 3-0 yeah. over Eustace Farnham.
Bert's just riding him like a dog now. He's got the saddle cinched up tight.
Got his left arm.
Yeah, running wing wrist, and that is vintage Amherst wing wrist series. They run it and run it and run it.
Stalemate there with 21 seconds to go. If you're Eustace Farnham here, you need to get up quick. Get an escape, try and get a quick takedown here.
And send this thing into overtime, but I think that'll be tough. Right there captures the wing wrist.
Yeah. Goes straight down. 15 seconds left. Burke's going to ride him out here, and looks like he'll be the district champion at 120 pounds from Amherst.
Yeah, he does a great job. Again, a freshman. So far, they've got two district champs.
There's the whistle.
Both freshmen. Coltonberg, D3 district champion as a freshman.
3-0 decision. This decision brought to you today by Clean Smith Chiropractic of Kearney. When you need to make a decision on your chiropractic care, make it Clean Smith Chiropractic. And over at 120, I believe Slingsby won.
No, Slingsby got...
No, he didn't.
Yeah, Slingsby got beat.
Took my eye off of that one so I could talk to you about Mr. Clean Smith. And Adam Eaton of Southwest defeats Bo Slingsby of Angeley Litchfield to be your 120 district third place champion.
Yeah, so here now moving to 126 pounds, Grant Florell, 33-8, wrestling Thomas Foster out of Medicine Valley, 37-7. Of course, Florell had the big state tournament last year, went down there, got fifth just did a great job. Had a lot to do with why Amherst was a state champion. And this year, of course, he's 33-8. He's had a really good year. Been a little bit off and a little bit on at times, but he's wrestled a really good schedule. His eight losses are to really good kids.
Mm-hmm.
But Amherst is going to need him. You know, he moved up from 113 pounds all the way to 126 pounds this year. He's put the weight on. He looks pretty good, as, especially his lower body. But
sometimes jumping up weight classes like that, you might have the weight, but the other guys are cutting down to that weight, which makes it sometimes harder to face those guys.
Yeah, and he just got taken down. They're going to call that. Grant Florell was very fortunate there. He got taken down, and the official called
out of bounds.
Foster's feet out of bounds. That was a really nice slide by.
Minute to go here at the 126 championship between Florell of Amherst and Foster of Medicine Valley. Just kind of feeling each other out right now here in the first period.
Yeah, Florell needs to pick it up and go. He's extremely tough when he's going, you know, just many times.
He needs to control this match and not let Foster control the match.
Right. He needs to get it going.
Coach Herman trying to coach him up there, maybe put a underhook on him here.
He just dug that underhook in deep. Right there, beautiful
there it
duck
is.
Under. That's exactly what Tyler was
yep.
telling him. It was dig that underhook in and then duck the far side, and, of course, that's what he does. That was a really nice job.
Two takedown points there for Florell of Amherst. 20 seconds to go here over Foster of Medicine Valley. Going to see if he's just going to ride him out here, maybe try and turn him on his back.
You see how tough,
how
physical Florell became immediately on top. Amherst works that extremely hard. They want to be physical and tough on top.
And that's the end of the first period here at the 126 championship match. We'll bring you the second and third periods right after this word from our sponsors here on KKPR Kearney, Amherst, and Elm Creek.
The Bank of Bertram thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertram is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to personal. The Bank of Bertram, member FDIC. Best of luck to all the area athletes. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Source Gas is more than your gas company. With qualified technicians trained to service most models of appliances. See Source Gas for all your natural gas needs. Best of luck, wrestlers.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Fess Johnson is a Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. We would like to wish all the area wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you can pay at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They've been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. Good luck, wrestlers.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The leader in online banking, with online bill paying and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, wrestlers.
Welcome back to Cambridge, Nebraska for the D3 District Wrestling Tournament here in the state of Nebraska alongside Larry Baker. I'm Jeff Babel. Our producer-engineer tonight is Stacy Johns. Today we're brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment soybeans directly from your local Pioneer sales representative or a Pioneer production facility. So get your soybeans off to a strong start with added early season disease and insect protection for Pioneer Seed Treatment. Contact Craig Weeches today and by Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney, where right now they have over 200 pre-owned vehicles in stock.
Yeah. Grant Florell right at the end of the second period here. There's 13 seconds left, and he just gave up a takedown to make it 2-0. He's fighting to get out to an escape. Oh, that's huge. He just, Grant Florell just got a reversal on Thomas Foster to make it 4-2 to end the period. That takedown was big. It tied the score after Florell really controlled the entire second period. Moving to the third period now, Florell's going to choose down with a 2-point lead, and this is big. He needs to get to moving here, get off of the bottom, make this a 3-point match.
Foster of Medicine Valley is going to try and get some back points here. Got the leg. Let him go, though. Quick escape there for Florell, and they're both out of bounds.
And they're still wrestling. They're not very happy. They both know they clearly know they're out of bounds, and they kept after each other. But what happened there is Foster dropped down to a leg and tried to treetop it.
Yep.
He did. I mean, he had Florell's both feet off the ground, but he wasn't able to hang on to it after doing that. So now they're back to their feet. Grant Florell has a 5-2 lead with about a minute 48 left in the third period. Foster's looked pretty good on his feet.
Florell, though, I think if you got a 3-point lead, but
you got to get out of here.
You can't just play cautious here. You got to keep going.
He's in an over and under situation, and that is absolutely not the place to be.
Deep shot there, near the out of bounds. Didn't get it. They're going back to the middle. They're circling here. A minute 20 to go here in the state championship or the district championship match at 126.
Foster looks sly right now. He's setting something up, whether it's a headlock, a lat drop, something. He looks very, very sneaky here. Florell's got to be careful not to get caught right there. He tries a headlock. Florell takes him out of bounds.
Good forecast there. Yep. You could tell, and he went for the headlock and just didn't quite sink it in deep enough.
Yeah, Florell's got to be careful. Thomas Foster looks like a snake in the grass right now. He's setting him up for something big. You can see it right in his face. He's completely changed the way he's had been wrestling, from creating angles, leg attacks, to now he is standing in the center of the mat and fighting Florell to tie with him.
Deep shot here by Foster. Near the edge of the mat.
He's going to get a takedown out of this, I think.
Is he in?
No.
Wasn't able to keep him inside or keep him in bounds.
That was beautiful. Grant Florell does the splits right on the edge of the mat, and in doing so is able to keep the far ankle away from Thomas Foster so that he couldn't score. Florell's feet have slowed down here. His ties have slowed down. There's 30 seconds left in the match. He's standing up out of his stance. It looks like he may have some gas trouble here.
Foster's probably going to try and get a quick, maybe a headlock again, get him to his back, because right now a takedown doesn't do it for you.
He's got to be...
See, he looks up at the clock, sees he's only got 10 seconds left. He's not taking a shot yet. There, he's going for the headlock again. Out of bounds.
Yeah, I don't think Farrell will give it up now. 6.6,
no.
The best thing to do is dive in on a leg. Even a takedown doesn't hurt you here. Oh, he's going to circle. It looks to me like Thomas Foster is resigned to the fact that he's going to be a district runner-up. Amherst crowns its third champion so far of the day. Sophomore Brant Florell, 126 pounds, moves to 34-8 on the season, and he's now a district champion.
He gets a 5-2 decision over Thomas Foster of Medicine Valley, and this decision brought to you by Clean Smith Chiropractic of Kearney. Now over at 132 in the consolation match between John Dobish of Axtell, and Colton Lammers of Pleasanton, it's 2-1. In favor of, I believe it's Lammers. Yeah, it's Lammers up 2-1.
We've got a big match starting in the championship at 132 pounds. Ethan Lunkowitz of Maxwell, 31-6. Logan Dibbern of Amherst, 35-5. Dibbern rated third in the state. Lunkowitz rated number 5. 3-5 in the state, and Dibbern is out for blood. He comes out and just immediately is in on a leg. Doesn't finish, but he looks very, very physical at this point. Lunkowitz needs to answer this intensity.
He's getting into Lunkowitz's head right there. He didn't get the shot, but he sent a message right there that says, we're going to go after it for all 6 minutes here.
Yeah, and the exact same thing happens. He gets in on that outside single. Lunkowitz keeps the wizard just long enough to leapfrog out of it. That's twice. Difference had he taken down, and Lunkowitz has got back to his feet. Play with fire long enough, you get burned. If you're Lunkowitz from Maxwell, you better get on your own offense here pretty quick or get run out of the gym.
free three in the third period there on the 132 consolation match between Lammers and Dobish. And over at the 132 championship match, still no score, but you can tell that Dibbern is controlling the match right now with his intensity.
Yeah, Dibbern was just in on a big double and couldn't get it finished. Lunkowitz ran out of bounds. That's really what's happening here. Lunkowitz is doing a good job of baiting some of these attacks, not necessarily by great technique or tenacity. It's been more a situation of using the edge. And think about that, Dibbern in on a big double, and he's going to finish this one. But then Lunkowitz is up and running again. Boy, he's going to be tough to ride. Dibbern's got to be careful. He's going to get called for stalling. There it is. He gets called for stalling. Lunkowitz is trying to leapfrog away, and Dibbern won't get off of his ankles. You can't stay on somebody's ankles in that situation. You've got to get off.
Jake Neal of Pleasanton, your district third-place match at 126, defeats Austin Millard of Southwest 7-3. That decision brought to you by Kling & Smith Chiropractic.
26 seconds left. It's going to be 2-0 Dibbern over Lunkowitz. And, of course, Dibbern has been warned for stalling. I don't think he's going to have to worry about that deep in the match. He's got plenty of gas tank, but very tough on top. You really hit murderer's row right now for
Amherst. Trying to put in the half.
On top. They're going to run a high half, and they'll break your neck. I mean, they are really good with it.
Gets the escape point there, does Ethan Lunkowitz of Maxwell. Tries to take a shot here with 2 seconds to go, and the period is over. So 2-1 right now for Logan Dibbern of Amherst, 35-5 on the year, leading Ethan Lunkowitz of Maxwell, 31-6.
Yeah, this will be very interesting here. Oh, Lunkowitz is going to go down. If Dibbern can get that first move off the fresh start stopped, I anticipate to see him go wing wrist, high half, and he gets a lot of turns. There we get a fresh start. He does manage the first move. Oh, sinks a deep, deep tight waist in. He's going tight waist wing here, and he's going to look to tilt you up. And he does a very, very nice job with that. He's Lunkwitz's forehead's flat on the mat. Big arm chop there by Dibbern. He's just wrestling extremely physical right now.
Dibbern on top of Lunkowitz right now, 2-1 in the match, and he's on top of him right now on the mat, trying to turn him over here.
He's going to turn him here. He might pin him right here.
Got him on his back.
He's in trouble. Dibbern's in a little bit of trouble there. He's going to get two near fall out of that. Lunkowitz. Lunkowitz kind of a fish.
Lunkowitz almost reversed him to his back.
Yeah, he's kind of he's tough to hold in one spot, kind of like a greased pig down there, you know. But you got to be careful rolling around like that.
He tried the roll there. Stopped it for potentially dangerous.
Well, that's an illegal hold.
Or an illegal hold, yeah, excuse me.
Yeah, they're going to say that was illegal, that he took the arm too far.
So 1 point awarded to Lunkowitz of Maxwell. Makes it 4-2 with a minute to go here in the second period at the 132 championship match here at the D3 district meet in Cambridge.
And Lunkowitz is tough. He's tough to ride. Great job. He switches there. And Dibbern does a great job following around. So it's 4-2, 50 seconds left in the second. Logan Dibbern is riding tough. He's going to get his choice in the third period.
Lunkowitz stood up, and Dibbern took him right back down to the mat. 42 seconds left in the period.
Dibbern's doing this with a tremendous amount of authority, controlling this match in every way. But the tough thing is you have to score if you're going to wrestle this way. Because at the end of the day, this is only a two-point match.
Yeah, and a quick reversal here, and it's a tie ball game. Dibbern's riding him tough, but if he's not going to get any back points, like you said, anything can happen in that third period.
I mean, he is absolutely riding him tough. I mean, he could turn him and pin him any second. That's tough.
Here it comes. He's got him on his back. Back points are being counted.
He's flattering a pancake.
7 seconds, 6 seconds. Pin.
That's a great job, D. That should have been called a long time before that. But Logan Dibbern does a tremendous job there.
Bends him.
You know, that's number 3 and number 5 in the state. Dibbern just absolutely controlled that match all the way through. Triplet brother, not twin brother, but his triplet brother is going to step to the plate now. Number 1 rated Devin Dibbern, 39-1, doesn't have a Class D loss on the year. He's going to wrestle Hayden Geis from Elm Creek, 31-13. And Devin Dibbern, he is an absolute machine on top. If he gets on top of you, he'll punish you.
We're underway now at 138. District championship match between Dibbern and Geis of Elm Creek. Over on the other mat, 9-2 is the lead right now. In the 138 third place match between Casey McPhillips and Eric Lenneman. McPhillips with the lead there. And already we have a takedown over at 138 championship.
Yeah, and Dibbern just took him straight down, and now he's working on, he's just going to get that wrist captured. He's going to start the tilt machine. He tilts guys like crazy, and he just gets cheap two after cheap two after cheap two, and pretty soon you look up and you're not in the match anymore.
Yeah, pretty soon your tech fall down.
There it is. He's got that crab ride. He's got that cheap tilt there.
Got and two near fall there. Three. Two near fall.
Oh, yep. He'll get a ton of two and three counts.
So 4-0 early now for Dibbern. Devin Dibbern of Amherst.
I'm going to hit him again with it right here. The exact same tilt. He's really good at changing. What you want to do is change the wrist or get off the wrist. The ref won't
award
the points until the hold changes. Amherst changes wrists as good as anybody so they can get their back points and stay with the same move.
Trying to get him again here. Count is on.
Yeah, he's going to get three more here, and he'll take him straight back. It's right there. He lets that wrist go. But do you see what he did?
Yeah.
He does a great job to the official. What he's doing is he's got a two-on-one there. He lets go with one hand. He waves it at the official.
Yep.
But as he does, he sucks that hand under with the other one. He's got the exact same hold. He waves his hand at the official. The official awards it. And then he clamps back down two-on-one. He's got him in another tilt here. He's getting back points.
Two more near fall. Makes it 9-0 for Devin Dimmer. Excuse me. Putting a clinic on right now over Hayden Geese of Elm Creek. 16 seconds left in the first period. It's already 9-0.
Yeah, he does a great job there with those tilts. That's what I said. He takes you down, and he gets more cheap tilts than anybody I've ever seen. He does a really, really good job of that. And boom, he's going to get another one here. See him elevate it with his leg?
Two, three count here. Four, 5 seconds left in the match. He's going to get three more near fall. Going to make it 12-0 after the first period.
Yeah.
Devin Dibbern.
If they get their choice, they'll probably just take top and end it, is my guess.
He defers, and Elm Creek will choose both up to try and get some quick points back here. It's 11-0, excuse me. I thought it was 12-0. Dibbern, takedown and a near fall away from ending this.
Yeah, he'll get a takedown and a tilt, and this thing will be over.
There's the two right there.
Yep. And he's working on the wrist. a takedown and a tilt away from a district championship. Is basically how that works.
Yep. 1:30 to go here. And over at 138 Constellation. We have a decision there for McPhillips over Lenneman. So McPhillips is your district third place champion here at the D3. Dibbern not able to tilt Geese quite yet.
No, he's going to run a wing, try to break his arm off. Instead of just tilting him, he's going to try to pin him. What he's trying to do here, he doesn't want to pin him. He wants the extra team point. I know they don't need it here, but they will next week.
Yep.
Very, very smart right there. He gets the pin. He's a district champion. But that is an extremely smart move by him there. Instead of tilting him and tech falling, I want the extra bonus. And he pins him.
Pins him at 3:03. We're going to take a break. Congratulations to Devin Dibbern of Amherst. We'll be back with more from 145 here in the Class D3 District Championship meet from Cambridge right after this.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and surrounding areas rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed rep. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. Best of luck at state to all the wrestlers and coaches from Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer dealer.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility with the latest genetics and technology. Call Larry and Gary Barrett, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profits for you. Best of luck, wrestlers, from Larry and Gary Barrett.
Welcome back here to Cambridge Wrestling on Classic Hits 98.9, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative and Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney.
And now we've got 145 pounds, one of our featured matches of the day. Number one rated Mason Klingelhofer of Amherst, a 40-2 record wrestling. Number five rated Drew Riggs of Maxwell, 35-1. His lone loss of the year was to Mason Klingelhofer. 0-0, minute 20 left in the first. Mason's in deep on a shot, and I think that should be two. Riggs is kind of fighting it off on the edge. But
Tyler Herman's calling for the two. Not going to get it.
Both up. Mason had both legs wrapped up and elevated. The thing about Mason Klingelhofer, he's not any different than the other Klingelhofers that have recently come through. Of course, they're cousins. What you see is he's going to be tenacious. He's going to come at you. His technique's solid. He's not going to wow you with any flash. But every single time you wrestle him, he's going to drag you out into the deep water, and he's going to let you go and see if you can swim. And nine times out of ten, you sink.
Yep. Here he is going on a shot.
Right here. This is the thing you have to stay away from. He's in deep on a shot. Riggs' neck whips him to his back, and Mason's going to come out on top, and he's going to have Riggs on his back. This is where Riggs is tough, as he's real funky with this stuff. Mason's a finisher. He'll probably pin him right here.
Not awarded yet. Just under 30 seconds to go here for Klingelhofer, trying to get the pin, and he got it.
That's big. Uncle Dave in the corner is really excited right now. That's fired up. Riggs came down to 45. They thought that was the easiest path to a district title, and Mason just proved them different. Oh, I'm telling you, he's tough, tough, tough.
Klingelhofer shot was took a poor shot, almost got turned to his back. He turns Riggs and pins him in a minute 36 here. We're going to take another break. Congratulations to Mason Klingelhofer, your 145 district champion. We'll be back with more Classic Hits Wrestling right after this word.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says good luck, wrestlers.
Town and Country Bank. They believe that a bank is more than just a business. It is a vital part of the community. With offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney, Town and Country Bank. Best of luck, wrestlers. Hand Machining in Pleasanton is proud to sponsor the area wrestlers. Trust Hand Machining for whatever machining you need. Large jobs or small, Hand is your general machine shop in Pleasanton.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Hand Machining in Pleasanton is proud to sponsor the area wrestlers. Trust Hand Machining for whatever machining you need. Large jobs or small, Hand is your general machine shop in Pleasanton.
Citizens Bank in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area wrestlers. Citizens Bank appreciates your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes competing today. From all of us at Citizens Bank in Loup City, member FDIC.
Back here in Cambridge, here on Classic Hits 98.9, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Soybeans directly from your local Pioneer sales representative or Pioneer production facility. And by Midway Auto Dealerships. We're at the Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. They currently have 15 Chevrolet Cruzes starting under $18,000 at 39 miles per gallon. Can't beat that at the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Back here, 152 pounds. We've got number three in the state, Calvin Fraggs of SEM, 32-3, wrestling Jalen Strudevant of Maxwell, who's 36-3. So a lot of wins between these two guys. It was 0-0 through the entire first period. Freix gets a takedown right at the end of the first period, and he's going to take a 2-0 lead to the second. Freix gets his choice. He defers, and Strudevant and Coach Jones really having a big discussion there what to do. I think they didn't really want to go down, and in the end they do choose down. If you've watched Freix wrestle in the past, he's a heart attack kid. He's a state medalist from last year. But he's extremely unorthodox. He's got great hips. He's always in a match, regardless of the score, and he's got a lot of funk to him in how he wrestles. And so that's what you'll see here.
Halfway through the championship matches, we've had an Amherst wrestler in every single one of them so far. This is the first one between Freyrix of SEM and Sturdivant of Maxwell that doesn't feature an Amherst wrestle. And right now, Freyrix is in the lead, right?
Yeah, Freyrix right now is leading 2-0, and he's riding with a minute 20 left in the second period. He's doing a really nice job there.
Got the half.
He's going to take Sturdivant to his back. Very unorthodox. He scores from all different positions, and that's what he did there. He's going to get two near fall. Amherst, that's exactly right. Amherst is going to qualify 12 today. They're going to have three. They've got nine in the championship finals. They've got three coming back through, and they're getting ready to have their first wrestler wrestle in the consolation at 152 pounds.
Eric Rasmussen.
Yeah, Eric Rasmussen. He's now a two-time state qualifier. This is a big for him. He needs to get a third. He needs to set himself up. For Amherst to beat Pender, they're going to need some of these fringe guys that are right on the bubble. Probably could medal, maybe couldn't. They need those guys to get the best draw possible so they get themselves in for a medal. And Rasmussen's pretty good on his feet. He's dynamite on top. He can turn anybody in the state, so he needs to get as good a draw as possible.
Over at 152 championship match, 4-0 still for SEM's Calvin Fredericks over Jalen Sturdivant of Maxwell. 8 seconds to go there.
Freyrix is so tough. I mean, you just see he's a wrestler that's got a ton of grit to him. He never has any quit. And like I said, he's in every match. If I was a three-time state champion going for four, that's the last guy I'd want to wrestle because he's the kind of guy that just doesn't really care, and he can beat you from anywhere.
Sturdivant trying to get the escape there, couldn't get anything. He's going to choose down here to try and get a point, maybe get back in this match. But, Fredericks is going down. Sturdivant, he needs to quickly get him to his back. Otherwise, I think Fredericks is going to run away with this one because he's riding him tough, like a bull.
I wouldn't want to ride Freyrix. I would let Freyrix go because he'll just put you to your back. He's got so much funk. It's exactly what he does. Reversal to Strudevant's back, and he can keep him there if he wants to. He may pin him, he may not, but Strudevant's not getting off from there. Eric Rasmussen over in the 152-pound consolation match is leading 3-0 out of takedown in the first period. Chose down to start the second period. Gets an easy escape. A minute 30 left in the second, and he leads 3-0. Sturdivant got off of his back, almost rolled through, but now the score is 9-0 with Freyrix on top with a minute 15 left in the third.
9-0 is the lead right now for Freyrix, trying to get that major decision, get the extra points there, because you never know. Those points might be valuable coming with the wild card here at that dual tournament here in Kearney the week after the state championships at the CenturyLink in Omaha. A minute to go in the second period right now in the 152 consolation match between Rasmussen of Amherst and Helberg of Southwest. Rasmussen leading that one 3-0.
Oh, and Rasmussen's fighting off a big single from Helberg.
Helberg with a deep shot. Wasn't able to get it.
Goes up 5-0, and tough on top running.
Puts him on his back.
Big high half. He's going to stick him right here, I think.
The count is on. He's got 30 seconds to take care of him.
Oh, Hilbert pushed
him. Hilbert trying to get out to the out of bounds.
Yeah, and Rasmussen just picked his head
stuck
up.
Stuck him. It's over.
Right back in. Big third place finish for Eric Rasmussen. 9-0 down here. With Sturdivant and Freyrix. Strudevant's in a position, a front headlock position. He's looking maybe for big money here.
Got a stall there.
Locked hands.
Or locked
off.
Excuse me.
Strudevant's going to get a point. He's now down by 8.
Fredericks of SEM, Sumner Eddyville Miller, 32-3 on the year. Looking like he'll be going to 33-3 and will be the district D3 champion.
Great outside single by Freyrix. There's just no quitting him. He's up 9-1 with 5 seconds left, and he hits a great outside single as if
trying to send a message.
The match depended on it. He's going to win 11-1 and become a district champion. And he's a very, very dangerous person down state tournament. Trust me, right? He's very hard to wrestle.
Fredericks, the 11-1 major decision brought to you by Kling & Smith Chiropractic. For your major decisions on your chiropractic care, make sure you make it Kling & Smith Chiropractic in Kearney. We'll be back with the 160 championship match between Wells and Dockweiler right after this word.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area wrestlers.
See RAI in Ravenna, Shelton, or Loup City. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Cambridge, you're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 FM KKPR worldwide at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And one of the matches we've had our eyes on, Larry, right now at 160 Championship on mat number two.
Yeah, you've got Jake Wells from Selma, Myrna's 31-0, returning state finalist, wrestling Garrett Dockweiler from South Loup, 26-5. This is number one and number five in the state. Excuse me, number one and number three in the state. Dockweiler rated number three. Wrestling right now 0-0 through the first minute of wrestling. Been a lot of hand fighting, a couple not so cordial shoves out of bounds, and Dockweiler is wrestling Wells. He's kind of tying him up. These guys have wrestled this year several times, but with Wells obviously being undefeated, having won them, Dockweiler's making it a little tougher on him here.
No score, under a minute to go now in the first period, and there's the two takedown.
Wells is very good on top, and in all positions, really. But you're going to see him here really get to work and put a lot of pressure.
Puts the right leg in on Dockweiler of South Loup. Now he's trying. No, they're out of bounds.
He's going to ride those legs tough, tough, tough here. That's for sure.
You can control the legs. You control the entire body, and then you're good at the legs, you can. It's such a dangerous, or not a dangerous, a good tactic to use. If you can control the legs, you have a good tool in your toolbox right there.
Yeah, it allows you to do a lot of things. In a lot of different match situations, it allows you to put a tremendous amount of pressure on to be able to score points.
Yep.
If you need them, it allows you to really not do anything and eat a lot of match.
Your opponent can't do anything. You just can't move. Under 5 seconds now in the first period. Wells putting in an arm bar there.
He's only up 2-0, but he absolutely controlled everything in that spot.
Let's take a break real quick away from the Wells-Dockweiler match. Wells is going to go down. We'll have that coming back here on the other side of this break.
In the market for some Galve cattle? See Mike or Dale Toppenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, hay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle, carcass quality and premiums. More intense selection to improve those traits without sacrificing the function of our cow herd. That's Toppenheim's of Amherst. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills.
Along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, I'm Jeff Babel here at the D3 District Meet in Cambridge. We just came back from break, and now we've got blood time over in the 160 championship match between Wells and Dockweiler.
Yeah, the score's 3-0.
Is that Wells that's cut there on his left shoulder?
Yeah, to start the second period. There's only about 10 seconds gone in the second period. To start the second period, Wells chose down and got out. The situation is we're on our feet, and he's got kind of a big scrape or mat burn or something on his shoulder, and it was bleeding pretty good. Scott Kratzer, of course, goes out. He's going to get him fixed up. Nobody better than the boys at New West. And Scott Kratzer and the boys keeping everybody healthy and in the field of play.
Campbell and Gartner right now. Gartner 7-1 in the third place match at 160. With a minute to go in that one, and I believe Wells is ready to go. They're still working on him. I think the blood is stopped, though. Let's take another break, try and get some more sponsors in. We like to thank all of our great sponsors here for bringing you wrestling on Classic Hits 98.9. We're going to remind you to join us tomorrow about 3 o'clock for the Wrestling Rally right here on KKPR. But right now, let's take a break, and we'll come back with a 160 championship match. We're just underway in the second period right after this word.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Tubbs Pub in Sumner offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today, a proud supporter of all area wrestlers.
The Aggressure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
DuPont Pioneer Refuge Solutions provide an insect protection choice that's just right for any operation to help you get the most out of every acre. Talk about simple, it's Refuge Simplified. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck, wrestlers.
The Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden proudly represents Agro National Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs, Iowa. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden to review your policies. Best of luck, cross-country team, from everyone at the Nelson Agency in Minden.
Back at Cambridge High School for the D3 District Championship meet, 160 championship match between Wells and Dottweiler right now in the second period. 3-0 lead for Wells. Just 40 seconds left here in the second period. They both go out of bounds here. Wells, impressive so far.
Yeah, he looks really good. He's controlling things. But basically, while we were at break, you miss nothing other than going out of bounds about 40 times. they're just not doing much. It actually even looks like Wells really isn't willing to commit here to any big shots. Could be a situation where they've wrestled enough times this year where they just know each other well enough. But Wells really hasn't been willing to commit to a shot yet.
Dockweiler shucks him by there, trying to get around. Not going to get it. Now he shoots the single leg. Gets it up. Ooh, Wells almost kicks him. Dockweiler gets the two. Wells gets the escape. Four. And the blood, or the tape holding the blood in, has come off.
Wells did a really nice job there. He tried to do a backflip, but what you have to do, and he successfully did the backflip. Dockweiler had the leg up and pitted, and Wells did a backflip. He needed to catch the leg. Mm-hmm. When you do that backflip, you've got to catch the leg on your way through, and usually you'll come out on top. He just did a backflip, went to his hands and knees, and Dockweiler fell on him for two. I mean, coaches are kind of looking at him, and he's looking nice. Well, I don't know, maybe it was a technique he thought he understood how to do, but didn't. But he did the toughest part, right? The backflip.
Yeah.
And then from there, all you have to do is grab the leg.
Dockweiler gets his 2 points. He's only down two, so, and they're both up now, right?
No, I believe. Yes, there was an escape. So it's 4-2 on their feet.
Dockweiler is you can tell he's pretty gassed, and we're only in the second period. So he's down two, but he needs to be an attacker here. And there's the end of the second period here at the 160 district championship match, and Dockweiler's going to go down.
Yeah, that's the right move here. He needs to get an escape and a takedown. It's awful tough, though. You can see Wells throw a couple boots in here, get the legs in, and just drain this third period. Dockweiler did a great job there. Straight to his feet on the fresh start. Gets one. Wells looks a little bit, he's kind of prancing around and smiling some of these situations. You need to understand, it's 4-3, and this is a for real situation here.
Dockweiler trying to work the side there. Wells goes for the near side, far side leg, doesn't get it. They're both out of bounds. We're going to be both up. 4-3, Larry. Feels like Wells dominated that first period. But as this match has worn on, Dockweiler, he hasn't been put away yet.
Yeah, Wells has dominated all but about the last 45 seconds. But he hasn't put any points on the board through that. So he's sitting here in a one-point match. I think he's probably in a spot where he could win any scramble, but he's got to be awful careful here.
Grappling there. Dockweiler went for the shot, didn't get it. Under a minute 15 now. 4-3 lead for Wells. Dockweiler trying to take him down.
Yeah, he hasn't been able to clear Wells' head, hands, defense at all. Wells has been able to handle that throughout and then just being a better scrambler. Dockweiler's getting the angles created, but he's not able to get through the head, hands, defense of Wells.
Exactly 1 minute to go here in the 160 championship match between Wells and Dockweiler. Wells from El Somna Myrna, Dockweiler from South Loop. 4-3 lead for Wells. Dockweiler trying the same moves here, and he gets taken down.
He shot from too far away.
Wells shucked him right by, almost took him to his back, got the easy two. 6-3 now.
That's what I mean. He wasn't clearing the head hands defense. There was no setup on any of his shots, but you do see how close they are. You know, they're number one and number three in the state, and you see how close they are. You know, state medalists, and Wells has walked in the parade. So you got a lot of experience out there right now.
32 seconds left. Wells is up by three. Going to try and just ride him out here. Don't want to give up the reversal. Dockweiler's trying to swim through. 20 seconds to go. Wells gets back on top.
He's just got a really good gyro. I mean, you're just not going to get that guy out of position.
Under 10 seconds to go now. 6 seconds. And it looks like Jake Wells is going to win this baby 6-3. And there's the final whistle.
Yeah, he's going to be your D3 district champion at 160 pounds.
Jake Wells, 6-3 decision. This decision brought to you by Klingon Smith Chiropractic of Kearney over Garrett Dockweiler of South Loop. We'll take a break and come back with the 170 championship right after this.
Best of luck, wrestlers, from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Find a New Tech Seed dealer in your area. Proud to support our area wrestlers.
Stop into Aurora Co-op. Get all you need to keep the farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op, a proud sponsor of all area wrestlers. Best of luck at state.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings, auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates a factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop
Classic
in Minden.
98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative, and Midway Auto Dealerships of Kearney. The 170 championship match going on right now on mat number two, Larry.
Yeah, you've got number one in the state, Stuart Hurcock from Amherst, 33-0, wrestling Tyler Kipp of Arapahoe, rated number sixth in the state, 21-3. Of course, Stuart Hurcock, two-time state medalist out of Amherst. He's been fifth and second. Last year, his bid to become a state champion fell short as time elapsed in regulation. He was taken down by Ryan of Cedar Valley. And since that time, he's been on the mat all summer. And all winter, and he's just absolutely been on a mission here. He's got a big takedown, and now he's looking to turn. There's just over a minute left in the first period. Hurcock is on top, up 2-0.
Out of bounds, they're going to reset in the middle with Hurcock, 33-0, on the year on top. And this one, you can tell that Hurcock, like you said, he's on a mission. He's kind of controlling this match so far with just over a minute to go.
Yeah, he's very focused. He's he is a guy that had a dream and a goal and believed that he had attained that last year. And the last second it was ripped from his grasp, and he's wanting to get that attained.
He's controlling right now. Kip of Arapahoe. Kip trying to get a quick reversal here. Not going to get it.
No, these are spots actually you'd almost like to see him go to his feet. Here's a situation where Stuart Hurcock has absolutely controlled this match. And There's 23 seconds left. He's up 2-0.
You want him to work on his technique, or, you know?
No, I'd like him to, you know, a lot of times these situations, you're better off going to your feet, because you can control and absolutely dominate the match on top, but if you're not turning him, and it's not easy,
right.
It's not easy to turn guys, you're not scoring, you're leaving the guy in the match, where if you were to cut him here and start taking him down and letting him up, you start building a lead then. If you're better on your feet, you'll eventually turn him, but right now, when he's fresh, it's a little tougher to turn
right.
him. A lot of times in these situations, instead of just burning all that energy, riding the dog out of him, a lot of times I like to see him, let's get back to our feet and start building the lead. Stuart Hurcock could take this guy down at will.
First period's over between Hurcock and Kip. Just the 2 points. Larry thinks Hurcock needs to maybe cut him and can keep taking him down, keep trading two for one, and building that lead, because right now it's 2-0. And in the third, you never know, maybe Kip could catch him. So right now 2-0, and Hurcock is going to go down to start the period.
Right, and I guess my point to this is Kip has done nothing. Like, this is
right.
like a two-point match. You're like, ooh, it's a two-point match going to the second. Kip must be wrestling tough.
No.
Hurcock's hammered it. But it is only a two-point match. Anything now could change that.
And Hurcock reverses him, almost gets him to his back. It's a quick 2-4-0. Stuart Hurcock of Amherst working the high half, controlling the match right now. Good positioning.
And Peyton Shockey from Amherst in the consolation match has just been defeated. He was pinned, so he's going to get 4.
Hurcock of Amherst, 1:20 left in the second period, up 4-0.
Going to get a reversal.
Trying to get the cradle, it looks like.
Sort of. Kind of a goofy yeah. spot there. I don't think he's going to get any back points out of that. He kind of needs to start over. Now he's getting counts.
There he got it.
There he'll finish him right here.
Pin.
Stuart Hurcock, 170 pounds, now 34-0 and a district champion. And that is his 150th career win. There by Stuart Hurcock. 150 career wins for Stuart Hurcock. He's got 2 state medals, looking for 2 or 3. And I can tell you that a yellow one is all he's after at this point. A 3rd state medal, if it was anything other than that color, won't do.
Congratulations to Stuart Hurcock. 100 wins back in the day used to be an accomplishment, let alone 150. So congratulations to Stuart Hurcock. Let's take another break. And we'll bring you the 182 championship between Rasmussen and Jensen right after this.
Locally owned and operated since 1883, a tradition of community banking, full-service banking with a strong dedication to their local community is what Minden Exchange Bank is all about.
It's truck month at your Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with nearly 50 2013 Silverados in stock plus 45 Ram 2012 and 2013. Stop by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue today.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the wrestlers at state from Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle.
Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print in Kearney is proud to support all our area athletes. Call Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print today and let them keep your school styling with sports attire. Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print at 1925 Avenue Way, just east of the boxcar off Central Avenue in Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
First Tier Bank is proud to support the area wrestlers. Online banking is one of the many services at First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Wrestling on Classic Hits 98.9 brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative in the Midway Auto Dealerships of Kearney, where it is Truck Month. Head out to Midway on South 2nd Avenue, where they have 50 2013 Chevy Silverados in stock.
182 pounds, number 6 rated Chris Rasmussen of Amherst. 30-7 wrestling bait, Jensen from Wilcox-Hildreth. 29-5 a lot of pushing and shoving really going on in that match through the first period. There's 19.7 seconds left in the first period, and Chris Rasmussen has just earned a takedown to take a 2-0 lead. Stepping onto the mat at heavyweight in the consolation, Tanner Hurcock from Amherst wrestling Clinton Fales from Anselmo Myrna. This is a rematch from yesterday in which Tanner Hurcock pinned Clinton Fales. So Fales loses there and in the quarters and wrestles all the way back to now wrestle Hurcock.
Fales. Fales is playing Hurcock in the 220 consolation. Hannah of Cambridge over Tapia of Pleasanton. And over at 182 in the championship between Rasmussen and Jensen, we have a blood timeout, I believe.
Yep.
So let's take another break, folks, and we'll be back with more Classic Hits Wrestling right after this word.
Klingenhoffer Well Drilling in Amherst would like to take this time to wish the area wrestlers the best of luck. Klingenhoffer is a very proud supporter of high school athletics and academics. Try hard, do your best. That's what makes you a winner on and off the mat. Good luck, Amherst wrestlers and coaches from Klingenhoffer Well Drilling.
Ravenna Sanitation's dependable quality service is perfect for your home or business, anywhere in Buffalo County. Find us in the Pleasanton phone book. Good luck to all our area wrestlers from Ravenna Sanitation.
The Exchange Bank of Gibbon for all you need in banking, checking, savings, and loans. Small town banking at its best. Best of luck, wrestlers, from the Exchange Bank in Gibbon. Member FDIC.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods, your own hometown party supply, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, wrestlers.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen. Best of luck, wrestlers.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best price for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. CKappaGrains.com.
Back here in Cambridge, Nebraska for the D3 District Champion. Stay tuned. We're almost done here for the Misco's post-game report. We got two championship matches going on right now, Larry. The heavyweight championship on mat one between Zaleski and Claussen, and then the 182 between Rossman and Jensen over at 182.
Yeah, and the Rossman Rasmussen-Jensen match is still 2-0. At heavyweight, you get Zach Zaleski, 24-6, and Grant Claussen from Sumner, Eddieville Miller, 31-8. The number four and number five heavyweights in the state. Grant Claussen, 31-match winner. He's just a freshman and has looked really good throughout the year. Of course, Zach Zaleski is only a sophomore, and Zaleski's huge. He's a very, very big heavyweight, and that's a very tough kid to wrestle. And Clausen's pretty big, but he's just a freshman, and it makes it tough with Zaleski's size. You can't go underneath of him.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be very careful how you do things against him.
Right now they're just feeling each other out, 0-0 with 30 seconds left in the first period. 2-0 still over at the 182 championship. That's now under a minute to go.
Rasmussen took a very poor shot. He was too far away, and got stuffed. This has been an awfully tough match. There just hasn't been much go on. Rasmussen's trying to get a slide by. Now he's in on a leg. Oh, he's not going to get it there. Jensen does a nice job fighting that off.
Claussen and Zaleski duel to a draw after the first period there. 0-0 the score.
I'm surprised Vade Jensen hasn't been warned for stalling here. He's just doing nothing. He's standing in the center of the mat, shot after shot after shot by Rasmussen here. Rasmussen is in deep on a leg again, and Vade Jensen is...
Okay, he locked his hands. No call, though.
Yeah, it was perfect defense there by Vade Jensen. Was locked in the crotch, and Jensen was able to... reverse his direction there and get the 2-point takedown, now leading 4-0 heading to the third period.
Clausen over at heavyweight is going to be on top, trying to ride out Zaleski. 10 seconds gone in that one. Clausen working that arm. Zaleski looking to roll. Thought better of it.
Yeah, he's just going with the old two things. There, Zaleski's working. The old tripod heavyweight stand up. He's working and working and working. If he can't get that, he's going to look to hook that elbow and kind of fat man roll. And he gets the escape there. He did a really nice job working 1-2 there with his technique.
So 1-0 in favor of Zaleski right there over in heavyweight and over at 182.
Now 6-0.
Rasmussen controlling again.
Yeah, he gets the reversal there. And oh, deep half. He just turns him. Oh, that was as tough as you get. Rasmussen gave him a choice. Go over or I'm going to break your neck. I mean, that was as good of a high half as you're ever going to get. 3 near fall. Now to make it 9-0 with a minute 10 left. And Vay Jensen will not come out to wrestle. He's like a turtle. He's under there and the arms are tucked in. The head's tucked in.
He knows to survive.
Yeah, well, he knows if he comes out how good Rasmussen is on time. Now he's putting himself in a pretty good spot. Vay Jensen did a nice job there. They've come to their feet. Scores 9-1. But he's got a much better chance of scoring from here than he did underneath Chris Rasmussen.
30 seconds to go in the heavyweight match between Clausen and Zaleski right now. Typical heavyweight fight there. Not much scoring, just a lot of grappling, trying to get that positioning, maybe catch your opponent. 20 seconds to go in that one. 30 over there, and it looks like Rasmussen with another takedown makes it 11-1.
And this thing is actually really, the heavyweight match is really going Zaleski's way in the sense that he's a heavyweight that has gassed in the past. His gas tank isn't very large, but the pace of this match has actually been pretty slow. So that really helps him. Right now, Clausen's going to go down. So this probably is going to boil down to a takedown. I'm sure Clausen will be able to get out.
Over at 182, Chris Rasmussen, the 11-1 winner. The major decision over Vay Jensen of Wilcox Hildreth. This 11-1 major decision brought to you by Cleaning and Smith Chiropractic of Kearney. Over at 285, third period's now underway, Larry, and still 1-0, and it looks like Clausen needs to get up and get this escape point.
Yes, I mean, he can't stay there with his forehead on the mat. He's going to lose. He's got to get going.
Zaleski controlling the hips, trying to put in a half. Not there.
With Rasmussen there, Amherst is going to close the day with 8 chance. They're going to get 12 down.
8-9 in the finals, right?
Yes, the only loss coming at 113 pounds.
Get the escape there for Clausen. Makes it 1-1 with a minute to go in the heavyweight championship match. And I believe we've got 2 matches to go after this one, the 220 and the 195.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So 54 seconds left in this heavyweight match between Clausen and Zaleski. Both of them looking pretty tired right now.
Yeah, they are, and that's what I say. I mean, these heavyweight matches, you end up in that spot. And it also gets tough. These big guys get greasy.
Yeah.
When you get into the third period, they get awful slick and awful greasy, and it's tougher to do things.
Typically, a heavyweight match, what I've seen, is you get a lot of this right now, not much, and then just out of nowhere, somebody messes up, slips on the grease, and they get caught, and it's just out of nowhere. Where you could have a great shot and then get nothing, and then just out of nowhere.
Well, you have to be very careful. Unlike any other lighter weights, everybody wants to say, go, go, shoot, shoot, shoot.
Yeah.
Well, you can't because for a 106-pounder, 145-pounder, whatever, you can take that shot and scramble out of it. The center of mass doesn't allow that to happen. You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah,
you tip over when you're a big guy. And
There's a lot of weight holding you down on that mat.
What I like to call the heavenly weights. You know?
Yeah.
That's right, the heavenly weights. They are, most of them, wear A for awesome, size singlet, not extra large or anything like that. I think the heavenly weights, most of you that know me know that, yes, I am and was a heavyweight. So, but it's just a totally different game.
No score in that third period, or 1-1 now, and we're heading into overtime here at 285 between Zaleski and Claussen.
And this is how these guys have wrestled this year.
Claussen, or in the overtime period, is just a minute here. First score will do it. And right now, Claussen trying to work that left arm.
And Zaleski's face is absolutely purple. If there were any, and if you're Claussen here, you want to force a big scramble.
Yeah.
Because Zaleski won't have enough gas in the tank to get through it.
Zaleski tried the trip, didn't work.
Right,
Claussen gets the two.
It was very, very simple. You started to see Zaleski really huff and puff. His face turned purple. He was completely out of gas there. And in that situation, what you want to do is just try to create something, because the wrestler that's gassed most generally won't be able to work through it. And that's just exactly what happened. He's just kind of dead on his feet there.
Grant Clawson of SEM, your 3-1 decision brought to you by Kingland Smith Chiropractic over Zach Zaleski of Overton. We've got two more champions left to crown. We're going to crown them right after this break.
Brian Trampy, your Channel C dealer, would like to say congratulations to all the area wrestlers and coaches on your hard work making it to state. From Ryan Trampy, your Channel C dealer, seedsmanship at work.
All the staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school wrestlers the best of luck. Loprino Foods is proud to be part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
The Bank of Bertram thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertram is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to personal. The Bank of Bertram, member FDIC. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Source Gas is more than your gas company, with qualified technicians trained to service most models of appliances. See Source Gas for all your natural gas needs. Best of luck, wrestlers.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Seth Johnson is a Channel C dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Back here in Cambridge, Nebraska for the D3 District Meet, brought to you by Craig Weech, your local Pioneer sales representative, and Midway Auto Dealerships of Kearney. The final two matches are underway here, the 220 championship between Rulon Taylor of Medicine Valley and Matthew Eberly of Ainslie Litchfield, and the 195 matches deep into the, or now into the third period between Dylan Gage of Maxwell and Brock Schaff of Cambridge.
Yeah, and in the Dylan Gage Brock Schaff match, that's number 4 and number 6 in the state. Been a very extremely tough match to this point. It's now tied up 2-2, minute 45 left in the match, so it's going to come down to a takedown.
And over at 220, a lot of people maybe thought that Rulon Taylor would get this baby over with in the first period. Now he might. He's got him on his back. 27 seconds to go. It might be just a matter of time here. They're on the edge of the mat.
There, he got him worked in. Rulon Taylor has just been a beast all season.
Eberle gets out of it, though. Taylor will get the 3 near fall. Makes it 5-0. First period's just about over here, Larry. 5 seconds.
And Dylan Gage and Brock Schaff. Brock Schaff, excuse me. You know, Brock Schaff is a state medalist from last year. Extremely tough kids here. He's had kind of an injury-riven season. Hasn't wrestled a lot. Hasn't wrestled very good. You know, when he came back,
no.
Didn't have a gas tank. But he's looked pretty good today, I think.
That can work for you or against you at the state tournament. You don't have enough matches. You don't get the experience. But then maybe you're fresher come state tournament time. You haven't had the wear and tear of a full season.
Well, there's a lot of wrestling in the Schaff boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dad has taken them all over the country. They've done a lot of wrestling. And so he's got a lot of guts in him. Got an interesting dad, of course, the principal athletic director at Cambridge. tournament director at today's meet.
Yeah, big thanks to Mike for all the hospitality that they've been giving us today.
Yeah, and he's at the head table. He's on his feet right now, just shouting out instruction. He's thrown the tournament director title out for right now.
I would too. 2-2 in the third, under 10 seconds left. Going to have something quick, otherwise I think we're going to head to overtime in this Schaaf Gage matchup at 195. And Rulon Taylor gets another takedown, makes it 7-0 over at the 220 championship.
And Matthew Eberle has wrestled really well here, to be quite honest with you. Taylor's disposed of most of the people he's wrestled pretty quick so far this year.
And the overtime period is underway right now at 195. Schaaf and Gage, who's going to make the first move here? Circling right now, just circling.
Oh, Taylor's going to get him turned again, but again, he's right on the edge. I think he's going to get him stuck right here.
Over at 220, Rulon Taylor pins him.
That was a nice job there. But we're in overtime. Number four and number six in the state, Dylan Gage from Maxwell versus Brock Schaaf from Cambridge.
16 seconds to go in this one, and this is the last match of the D3 District Championships.
Now that's
10 seconds to go.
Last match, and then on to the state meet we'll go.
We'll have it here for you. We'll have reports starting at 10 a.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and we'll have the championship semifinals starting at about 4:45 here on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Doodle will be back in the chair for that one, and no action there in the overtime period, so we're going to go to sudden death? Well, they get to 2:30-second period.
Yeah,
yep.
Tiebreakers.
And Schaaf is on bottom here. Wants to get the escape here. Get that point. Maybe try and get a reversal.
Yeah, he needs to get out of here.
He needs to get something. Looked like he might have had it. Now he's back. Forehead into the mat.
You don't want to get ridden out of here. This is the kind of thing where
10 seconds.
Where Schaaf wasn't on the mat a lot this year. This is the type of stuff that happens when he got beat in situations like this by just not having the mat time that he'd had in the past. You know, now it's a situation where he's got to return the favor, and that is not an easy thing to do.
So all that Gage from Maxwell, Dylan Gage, 35-3 on the year, needs is at a point here. Then to hold on, and this one will be, this D3 championship will be in the mat, in the books.
And he immediately, Gage gets a reversal. So, and now an escape.
4-3 Gage.
Brock Schaaf gets an escape, so he's only down by one. He's got 15 seconds to take down and win him a district title. He's in an over and under. He tries a lateral drop and is taken. No, there's...
Yep. That was close. It looked like he might have given the takedown. 8-9 seconds to go here. Schaaf needs a takedown in front of the home crowd. 5 seconds. And Gage gets a takedown, and that's going to do it. Schaaf gets a late escape, makes it 6-4 will be the final. The decision for Dylan Gage, this 6-4 decision brought to you by Klingensmith Chiropractic of Kearney. That's your D3 district meet. We'll recap it and have a couple coaches interviews here, and we'll do all that coming up next here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. We would like to wish all the area wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you can pay at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They've been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. Good luck, wrestlers.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The leader in online banking with online bill paying and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust. What you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, wrestlers.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and surrounding areas rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed rep. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. Best of luck at state to all the wrestlers and coaches from Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer dealer.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility with the latest genetics and technology. Call Larry and Gary Barrett, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profits for you. Best of luck, wrestlers, from Larry and Gary Barrett.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says good luck, wrestler.
Town and Country Bank. They believe that a bank is more than just a business. It is a vital part of the community. With offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Richfield, or Kearney, Town and Country Bank. Best of luck, wrestlers. Hand Machining in Pleasanton is proud to sponsor the area wrestlers. Trust Hand Machining for whatever machining you need. Large jobs or small, Hand is your general machine shop in Pleasanton.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce, and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area wrestlers.
Citizens Bank in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area wrestlers. Citizens Bank appreciates your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes competing today. From all of us at Citizens Bank in Loup City, member FDIC.
See RAI in Ravenna, Shelton, or Loup City. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. Best of luck, wrestlers.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
And welcome back to Cambridge, Nebraska. The D3 District Wrestling Tournament is in the book. The next step is the state individual wrestling championships, well, and team tournament championships in Omaha at the Century League Center, and then the dual championships in Kearney the week after on that Saturday. You are listening to Classic Hits 98.9 FM, KKPR in Kearney, Amherst, Elm Creek, and around the world right now, streaming live on PlatteRiverPreps.com, also on the KKPR Classic Hits app. Go to the Google Play Store right now, type in Classic Hits 98.9, download our app, take us wherever your cell phone is, if you have a tablet, wherever you have a Wi-Fi connection. So, Classic Hits Wrestling is brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment, soybeans directly from your local Pioneer sales representative or a Pioneer production facility. So get your soybeans off to a strong start with added seed, early season disease and insect protection for Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Contact Pioneer sales professional Craig Weeches today. Pioneer science with service, delivering success. And by Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney, or again at the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram store right now, they've got 7 2013 Chrysler Town & Countries in stock, starting for under 29,000, 16 2013 Dodge Journeys, starting around 21,000. So head there today. And congratulations to Amherst High School, the D3 district champions. We've got Coach Herman here. Congratulations to Coach. Let me look at the final team scores, then I'll give you my headset. Amherst wins it with 269 points, beating Maxwell 108. So quite the 161-point difference. Congratulations to you, Coach Herman. We'll get him here. He's shaking some hands. He just got Coach of the Year, so quite the honor there for Coach Herman. We'll try and sneak him, get him away from his contingents here. So there he is, Coach.
Yeah, Coach Herman joining us now. that we've come up. I guess let me first, Coach, be the first to, from up here anyway, to congratulate you. Another district championship. Tremendous job. You get 12. You've got 8 champs. So congratulations on that as far as your performance here.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, you know, I guess what I'm most interested in, Tyler, I mean, we can talk about some of the individual stuff, but really as a whole, you know, I believe you do as good of a job as anybody. The past is the past, the future is the future, and we're interested in today. And I think that's what's made you successful as a person. How hard is that to do with your kids?
Well, we kind of preach to them one match at a time. You know, you start looking ahead, that's when you start getting clipped off. So we looked all right in the semifinals this morning, but I was really pleased with the way our kids wrestled in the heartbreak round. I think those kids, those 3 kids that won in the heartbreak round, really got things rolling for us, got everybody motivated and excited, and we wrestled really, really well in the medal matches. I was more pleased with those last 2 rounds today than anything.
Right, and let's talk about that a little bit. A lot of times it's really easy to talk about, and they should get the accolades, the Mason Klingelhoffers, the Stuart Hercocks, the Dibbern boys, but those guys that you had coming back, specifically when you talk about your heavyweight Tanner Hercock, and, of course, your 195-pounder, Peyton Shockey, seeing those guys get the wins that they got. Talk about that a little bit.
I tell you what, that's a tremendous feeling to see those guys qualify for state. Tanner Hercock's a kid who's come a long way in a year. Moves 100 times better than he did last year. Really good on his feet. Does an excellent job of controlling ties. And he was hungry this weekend. You could tell coming into this tournament, he was going to leave no doubt that he was going to accept nothing except for qualifying for the state tournament. Peyton Shockey, he's a kid, weighs 175 pounds, tops, not the heaviest. You know, he knew that was the place he needed to go to make the lineup. He was actually 2-13 after the Amherst invite, 2-13. And I tell you what, since then, he's been on a roll, a kid that never quit, never said die, got a lot of confidence in himself. And I am extremely, extremely happy. That was, you know, one of the happiest moments I've had as a coach, seeing him win that match in the heartbreak round.
Yeah, that was great. Couldn't agree more with that. One thing, looking at just some of these individual matchups, I thought at 145 pounds, you know, Mason's Klingelhoffer wrestles Drew Riggs for Maxwell. Riggs is 35-1. Of course, he's rated 5th in the state. The only loss is to Mason. I thought Mason made a statement in that match as far as just with his intensity and so on.
Yep. You know, Mason went out, controlled the ties early on, got in on a couple deep shots, just couldn't finish. We need to be able to finish those shots. We got the situation where we're on our knees and he neck wraps us to our back. Thank goodness Mason kept wrestling through that situation and kind of reversed the roles there and put him on his back. But, you know, that was a big match for Mason. You know, Rick's bumping up to 145. Going out there and getting the fall was huge.
Yeah, that was. I thought he wrestled really well there. If you can talk a little bit about Stuart Hercock, 170 pounds. You know, he's really been on a mission since his heart got broke last year in the finals in the last second. And this year, he's been pushed a few times, but it's looked like he's really controlled things throughout the season.
Yeah, he really has. He does a great job on his feet, controlling ties, getting his shots going. You know, he's going to settle for nothing less than being on the top of the podium this year. I think he hasn't forgot how that felt last year, losing that last second match in the state finals. That just ripped his guts out, ripped his heart out. And I guarantee he doesn't want to feel like that again.
Yeah, and I think, you know, many times that's the most important thing is remind those kids of what that feeling was. You know, he's had a tremendous season to this point, but that thing didn't end last year the way it wanted it to. Looking ahead to next week, I know you're going to be excited, celebrate tonight. And, of course, we really know nothing until tonight. You know, with regards to draws, was it a good win? Was it a bad win? Heck, maybe you wish you'd have lost 8 times in the finals today. You never know. But looking at next week, I think as a wrestling fan, we are going through a really good time. Say, if we just look at Class D, the class in which you're involved, when you look at it, Plainview, for instance, has got a team in the last couple of years that would have won a state title in many years. And it just so happens they're going through a time in which you have a school like Pender, who has 5 state champions last year, scores enough points to break a record, and they can't do anything but be a runner-up. So you've got 2 teams that are going through a real golden era. How fun is that to be a part of that? I'm not saying anything necessarily with you versus Pender or Plainview, but just we're really going through a good time right now in Class D. And as a fan, I love it. I'm sure it may be different for you, but how is that to be a part of that?
I tell you what, it's pretty exciting, you know, to see the teams up there scoring a ton of points in the state tournament. Like you had mentioned, Pender, actually, the previous Class D state record was 161 points by Rushville, I think, back in 04. You know, Pender scored 164 and had an excellent tournament last year. Just so happens we scored 187.5. But I tell you what, it's going to be a battle this year. It's going to be a battle. You know, they're tough. Plainview's tough. East Butler's tough. A lot of great teams in Class D with a lot of great individuals. And like you said, as a fan, that's exciting. As a coach, makes me really nervous. But, you know, that's how it is. I'm a nervous guy anyway.
Exactly. Well, Tyler, I just want to congratulate you. I want to wish you the absolute best of luck through next week. Keep your kids healthy. Keep them safe. And great job. You're a testament to our profession as coaches. I think you do a great job. You're a tremendous role model for kids. And that's really what this is about above all.
Thanks a lot, Larry. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Now we'll take a break and come back to continue wrapping up from the Class D3 district.
In the market for some Galve cattle? See Mike or Dale Toppenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, hay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle, carcass quality and premiums. More intense selection to improve those traits without sacrificing the function of our cow herd. That's Toppenheim's of Amherst. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills. Tubbs Pub in Sumner offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today, a proud supporter of all area wrestlers.
The Aquasure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
DuPont Pioneer Refuge Solutions provide an insect protection choice that's just right for any operation to help you get the most out of every acre. Talk about simple, it's Refuge Simplified. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck, wrestlers.
The Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden proudly represents Agro National Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs, Iowa. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden to review your policies. Best of luck, cross-country team, from everyone at the Nelson Agency in Minden.
Best of luck, wrestlers, from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Find a New Tech Seed dealer in your area. Proud to support our area wrestlers.
Stop into Aurora Co-op. Get all you need to keep the farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op, a proud sponsor of all area wrestlers. Best of luck at state.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings, auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates a factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden.
Locally owned and operated since 1883, a tradition of community banking, full-service banking with a strong dedication to their local community is what Minden Exchange Bank is all about.
It's truck month at your Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with nearly 50 2013 Silverados in stock plus 45 Ram 2012 and 2013. Stop by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue today.
And welcome back here for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's now, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Larry, we're done. D3's in the books. Give me your take.
I thought that it really was about, to be quite honest, it went exactly like I thought. Amherst came in, blew the doors off the gym. From an individual perspective, it really went about like you thought. The guys they had that won titles, I thought at 113 it was going to be awful tough. It proved to be. They lost. I thought their 152-pounder would get in the finals. Rasmussen, he lost, but he was able to come back through. But I really think for them, the real story, and we've touched on it a couple times, but is Shockey and Hercock at heavyweight. Getting those two guys through, helping them realize their dreams was really a big thing. I think that was the biggest deal from the perspective of Amherst. But I think as far as the district, we really didn't have any giant surprises.
No, there, I mean, there were a few, a couple kids missed weights and whatnot, and there was a forfeiture or two, but I agree with you. It seemed pretty chalky set up just the way Amherst wanted it. They went 8-for-9 in the finals. They have 11 state qualifiers.
12,
excuse me. So congratulations to them. I guess for me, Medicine Valley, they surprised me a little bit. They traditionally do well in D4. I got some family over there, so I know a little bit more about Medicine Valley's program, too. But to come over to the D3 and do so well, I was impressed by them. Other local teams like Eustace Farnham, they had a couple good kids that did well as well. But kind of just like you said, Larry, and you and me, we seem to, while we're up here, we had the D2 bracket up, you know, half the time when we had the D3 up, because we're kind of trying to forecast the state tournament next week and to preview that. So a successful D3 tournament kind of went the way it went, but congratulations to all the qualifiers here. They're going to join 896 total wrestlers next week at the state tournament.
Yeah, that's the big key, I think. You know, congratulations to them. A big thanks to Mike Schaff and the people of Cambridge. This is a district that always is in Amherst or Elm Creek.
Right.
And they do it right. I'm telling you, when you go to the D3 district at Amherst, it's done right. This was every bit as good. The state could give them this district. They could start alternating it from Amherst and Cambridge. As far as I'm concerned, they did it right here. And there was a lot of people that wondered how it would go because Cambridge hadn't had it. And I think that's a big deal. These are big tournaments. It means a lot to the participants, and you'd like it to be done right, and Cambridge did that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and recap and see who's going to state and find out more. Brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seal Dealer, and the Midway Auto Dealerships of Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the wrestlers at state from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print in Kearney is proud to support all our area athletes. Call Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print today and let them keep your school styling with sports attire. Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print at 1925 Avenue A, just east of the boxcar off Central Avenue in Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
First Tier Bank is proud to support the area wrestlers. Online banking is one of the many services at First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Klingenhoffer Well Drilling in Amherst would like to take this time to wish the area wrestlers the best of luck. Klingenhoffer is a very proud supporter of high school athletics and academics. Try hard, do your best. That's what makes you a winner on and off the mat. Good luck, Amherst wrestlers and coaches, from Klingenhoffer Well Drilling.
Ravenna Sanitation's dependable quality service is perfect for your home or business, anywhere in Buffalo County. Find us in the Pleasanton phone book. Good luck to all our area wrestlers from Ravenna Sanitation.
The Exchange Bank of Gibbon for all you need in banking, checking, savings, and loans. Small town banking at its best. Best of luck, wrestlers, from the Exchange Bank in Gibbon. Member FDIC.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods, your own hometown party supply, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, wrestlers.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen. Best of luck, wrestlers.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best price for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNP Market Space, see kappagrains.com.
Brian Trampy, your Channel C dealer, would like to say congratulations to all the area wrestlers and coaches on your hard work making it to state. From Ryan Trampy, your Channel C dealer, seedsmanship at work.
To Cambridge for the D3 District Championship meet, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative in the Midway Auto Dealerships of Kearney. Taking a look at the final team scores here, let's go reverse order from 18-1, 18, Elwood. They finished with 20 points, and 17 was Axtell with 32. Wilcox Eldridge. The Falcons got 33 points. They were tied with Alma for 15th with 33. Alsamna Myrna got 39 points. Sumner Eddyville Miller was in 12th with 47. They tied Cambridge, the host school, with 47 for 12th. South Loop had 48 points. That's good for 11th. Overton, 49.5. That was good for a top 10 finish. Ainslie Litchfield coming in 9th with 51. Elm Creek was 8th with 54. Just 1 point behind Arapahoe for 7th. Pleasanton, 6th place with 56 points. The top 5 looked like this. Eustis Farnham with 76.5. 4th was Southwest with 80. Medicine Valley got 87 points. And Maxwell was your runner-up at 108. Maybe, just maybe, they might be heading to the dual tournament. That'll be a wild card standing. For sure, the dual tournament representative from the D3 district is Amherst, coached by Tyler Herman. They have a grand total of 12 qualifiers, scoring 269 points. We'll find out who all the qualifiers are after this break.
All the staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school wrestlers the best of luck. Loprino Foods is proud to be part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
The Bank of Bertram thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertram is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to personal. The Bank of Bertram, member FDIC. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Source Gas is more than your gas company, with qualified technicians trained to service most models of appliances. See Source Gas for all your natural gas needs. Best of luck, wrestlers.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. We would like to wish all the area wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you can pay at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They've been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. Good luck, wrestlers.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The leader in online banking, with online bill paying and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, wrestlers.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and surrounding areas rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed rep. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. Best of luck at state to all the wrestlers and coaches from Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer dealer.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility with the latest genetics and technology. Call Larry and Gary Barrett, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profits for you. Best of luck, wrestlers, from Larry and Gary Barrett.
Zimmatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says good luck, wrestlers.
Town and Country Bank. They believe that a bank is more than just a business. It is a vital part of the community. With offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney, Town and Country Bank. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Hand Machining in Pleasanton is proud to sponsor the area wrestlers. Trust Hand Machining for whatever machining you need. Large jobs or small, Hand is your general machine shop in Pleasanton.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area wrestlers.
Citizens Bank in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area wrestlers. Citizens Bank appreciates your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes competing today. From all of us at Citizens Bank in Loup City, member FDIC.
CRAI in Ravenna, Shelton, or Loup City. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. Best of luck, wrestlers.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
In the market for some Galvey cattle? See Mike or Dale Toppenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, hay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle, carcass quality and premiums, or intense selection to improve those traits without sacrificing the function of our cow herd. That's Toppenheim's of Amherst. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills.
Tubbs Pub in Sumner offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today, a proud supporter of all area wrestlers.
The Edwardshire product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
DuPont Pioneer Refuge Solutions provide an insect protection choice that's just right for any operation to help you get the most out of every acre. Talk about simple, it's Refuge Simplified. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck, wrestlers.
The Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden proudly represents Agro National Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs, Iowa. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden to review your policies. Best of luck, cross-country team, from everyone at the Nelson Agency in Minden.
Best of luck, wrestlers, from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Find a New Tech Seed dealer in your area. Proud to support our area wrestlers.
Stop into Aurora Co-op. Get all you need to keep the farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op, a proud sponsor of all area wrestlers. Best of luck at state.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings, auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates a factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden.
This is Stacy back at the KKPR studios. We seem to be having some connection issues with our guys down at Cambridge doing the wrestling tournament. So we're going to turn you over to some music now, and as soon as we get connected back up with them, we'll take you down there and they can finish up the wrestling results.
days go faster with the all-request workday request party with Dwayne Dancer. Classic Hits 98.9 FM, ClassicHits989.com.
Classic Hits Radio.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Here in Cambridge, Nebraska. Sorry, folks, about the internet issues. We're brought to you today by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative, and Midway Auto Dealerships of Kearney. Let's run through the first half of the weight classes. First place was Devin Trampy of Amherst at 106. He was a 11-6 winner over Kevin Linneman of Alma. In the third place match, Jeffrey West of Elm Creek over Ray Ramirez of Elwood. He was a 7-0 winner at 113. Chris Worth was your champion of Eustis Farm, a 10-8 decision over Brian Weeches of Amherst. Third place match, William Bloom of Elm Creek pinned his guy, Dylan Freeze of Southwest, 42. And at 120, Colton Berg of Amherst was the champion there with a 3-0 decision over Aaron Hubble of Eustis Farm. Adam Eaton of Southwest was your third place champion with an 8-2 decision over Bo Slingsby of Angley Litchfield. 126, Brant Florell was the winner over Thomas Foster of Medicine Valley, 5-2 decision there. Jake Neal of Pleasanton, 25-6 on the year over Austin Minar, pinned him in 133 there. And 132, Logan Dibbern was your champion over Ethan Lundquist of Maxwell, pinned him in 3 minutes 58 seconds. Third place match, Colton Lammers of Pleasanton, DB John Dobish of Axtell, 7-3. And at 138, Devin Dibbern over Hayden Geis of Elm Creek. He pinned his guy in 3 minutes and 3 seconds. Casey DePhillips of Overton was your third-place winner over Eric Linneman of Alma by a score of 11-2 there. And at 145, Mason Klingelhofer of Amherst over Drew Riggs of Maxwell pinned him in 136. And at third-place, Ty Contreras of Medicine Valley over Anthony Schimmann of Arapaho, an 8-4 decision there. That's half the bracket. We'll find out who the other half is going to stay up after this break.
Locally owned and operated since 1883, a tradition of community banking. Full service banking with a strong dedication to their local community is what Minden Exchange Bank is all about.
It's truck month at your Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with nearly 50 2013 Silverados in stock plus 45 Ram 2012 and 2013. Stop by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue today.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the wrestlers at state from Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle.
Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print in Kearney is proud to support all our area athletes. Call Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print today and let them keep your school styling with sports attire. Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print at 1925 Avenue Way, just east of the boxcar off Central Avenue in Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
For our producer engineer Stacey Johns and Larry Baker, I'm Jeff Babel from the D3 District Tournament. Let's find out who the rest of the state qualifiers are. At 152, Calvin Fredericks of Sumner Ellieville Miller over Jaylon Sturdivant of Maxwell. He made your decision, his guy, 11-1. Third place match, Eric Rasmussen of Amherst over Isaac Kelberg of Southwest. He pinned his guy 2 minutes 38 seconds was the fall there. At 160, Jake Wells of Alfama Myrna over Garrett Dockweiler of South Loop, an impressive 6-3 victory there. And Patrick Gardner of Arapaho was your third place winner over Tommy Campbell of Wilcox Hildreth. He pinned his guy 4 minutes 1 second on the fall. 170, Stuart Kermcock stayed undefeated, defeating Tyler Kipp in the finals by pinfall there, 2 minutes 59 seconds. And Oliver Craiglin of Southwest over Taylor McKeeman of Maxwell, 10-0, major decision in that one. 182, Chris Rasmussen of Amherst over Bay Jensen of Wilcox Hildreth, 11-1, major decision. And Quentin Chancellor of Medicine Valley over Axel Castle of Axtell, pinned his guy in 22 seconds. 195, Dylan Gage of Maxwell over Brock Schaff of Cambridge in a tiebreaker overtime match there. 6-3 was the score, and in third place, Garrett Nielsen of Eustis Farnham over Peyton Shackey of Amherst, excuse me if I got that name incorrect, pinned him in 1 minute 46. 220, Ruan Taylor of Medicine Valley stayed undefeated over Matthew Eberle of Andley Litchfield. Pinfall, 333. Third place match, Robert Hanna of Cambridge over Tapia of Pleasanton, 2 minutes and 7 seconds. And at heavyweight, Grant Clausen of Sumner, Eddie Van Miller over Zach Zaleski of Overton. 3-1 in the sudden death victory round there. And Tanner Hercock of Amherst was your third place champion over Clinton Failed of Alfama Myrna by pinfall in 26 seconds. Again, Amherst was your district champion. They automatically qualify for the dual championships in Kearney in 2 weeks. Next week, we'll bring you hourly updates starting at 10 a.m. here on Classic Hits 98.9 with Doug Duda, sports director from Century League Center, starting Thursday. And don't forget to join our Classic Hits 98.9 wrestling rally. Starts at approximately 3 o'clock tomorrow. So that wraps it up from the D3 District Meet, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer seed dealer, and the Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney. Well, we'll see you tomorrow at about 3 o'clock for the Classic Hits 99 Wrestling Rally. For our producer-engineer extraordinaire, Stacey Johns, and Larry Baker, my color man, this has been Jeff Babel from Cambridge.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.